Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Journey's in the house. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Let me introduce us. I just got way ahead of myself because you know I'm on vacay, and I just don't know where or what to say first. But hi, everyone.
Oh, my God. You're on vacation, Bonnie. You didn't take me with you.
I'm on vacation, girlfriend, and you could have come anytime, and you know that. Anyway, hi. I just want to tell everybody, you're listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am Bonnie Albers. If nobody knows who I am, which if you're new, you don't. If you're old or medium age or even young, you do know who I am. You can reach me. You know what, when I'm on vacation, I'm looking at the waves, I'm looking at the bay, and I'm on the, you know, a beautiful lanai. I just think, I don't know where my speech is coming from. But anyway,
well,
Leslie,
I don't even know how you can concentrate right now. How can you concentrate on a show and you have such beautiful scenery right in front of you? How can you do it?
Because I've got one of the best readers with me, and I love her. And her name is Leslie Journey, and I'm not going to even tell anybody about me today. We're going to talk about you. Leslie, tell everyone what you do and where they can reach you, girlfriend.
Oh, Bonnie. Well, I give...
did I shock you?
Why?
Did I shock you, girl, that I'm not talking about myself? I'm talking about you?
You did. I'm not, throughout the week, it's about everyone else. So today, you asking about me, I'm going, well, I got a little choked up, okay? Well, for all of you out there that don't know me, my name is Leslie Journey, and I do psychic readings. I give intuitive guidance, spiritual coaching. I also can tap in with your spirit guides, angels, loved ones, to give you messages from the other side. If you would like to, in the future, set up anything with me, a reading, spiritual coaching, I do have some classes coming up. So if you would like to be on my email address list, you can contact me at lesliejourney@hotmail.com, and that is also the email address that you can contact me at for readings. My website is currently under construction, so I'm not going to give that out today. Yeah, I need to make some changes and, you know, add a couple of things. So I'm working on that. I'm brainstorming some ideas.
Maybe we need to get the same builder if both of our websites are under construction.
Yeah. Right. You know, so yeah, I need to make some changes. So maybe we can talk about that, Bonnie, for sure.
Absolutely, because, honey, mine's been under construction for a year already. I started it, I loved it, and then, boom, I don't know what to do with it. So if you're like me,
you
need to talk.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I need to change mine around. So, but that doesn't stop anyone from getting a hold of me. Like I said, you can email me at lesliejourney, and that's L-E-S-L-I-E, journey, and that's at hotmail.com. If you're interested in a reading or anything around spiritual coaching, I do angel card readings. I haven't done any in a while, but, you know, I'm open to bring those out, so contact me. I have a special when you listen to the show and you contact me. I do take an extra $25 off on any reading, so that's a half hour or an hour. So just hit me up and we'll talk about it.
I love that. And Leslie, I can't think of it. I mean, you know, when I have issues, I come straight to you, girlfriend. So I'm really glad that you are with us and that, you know, you offer this to people. And I do want everybody to know that's a pretty generous gift that Leslie gives you. If she's taking off money because you've heard the show, that is so generous of her because time is money and time is time. So please take advantage of it. She's fabulous. She's wonderful. And I love this girl. So
thank you, Bonnie.
I usually start talking, and I know we have a shortened day today. We're going to go to about 2, only because I'm on vacay. And the thing is that we have Kelly listening, and I just want to say hi, Kelly. I know that
she's on.
Hi, Kelly. Congratulations,
Hello.
Grandma, for the
There's somebody in the queue that has an update. She was looking for you in chat. She said she has an update on a reading. So it's like when she types in what she has to say, I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to tell you, and we love updates. I'm going to take the first caller. Usually we talk, but we're going to talk in between now because this first caller is at work. And I told her I would put her right through. I just want to tell you, Leslie, she's very dear and sweet to my heart. I love her mom. I don't see her that much. Yeah, she's my daughter's age. And I am going to give you Loretta. Retta, hi.
Hi, Loretta.
Hey, guys. It's so great to talk to you. How are you this morning or afternoon?
We're great.
We're great. We're absolutely great, girlfriend. So I want to introduce you to Leslie. She's fabulous. Do you know, Leslie, you're the first, I think, if I'm correct, Rhett, you are the first psychic, medium, intuitive that she has ever talked to, besides me.
That's correct, Bonnie. That is so right.
Okay, go for it. Go for it, girl.
Okay, Leslie, what I'm literally calling about today is pregnancy. My wonderful husband and I have been trying to become pregnant, and we're having trouble. I'm wondering if maybe you have any messages or can see anything for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Loretta. I do get something about a little after the month of October, there's going to be something that comes up with you and fertility. I feel like there is going to be a child conceived, but there's a reason why you have to wait until after October of this year, okay? There's a lot of things that have been going on with you this past year, and it's in a sense you're kind of letting some things from the past go, but not just this lifetime. It's also previous lifetimes. And there is some hidden fears that you're letting go of, and that's a little bit of a block to you trying to conceive right now. But you will be done karmically with all of that after the month of October, and I feel like there is going to be something that comes in the form of a baby. I'm not getting a time frame on that, but I will tell you everything will be lining up after October.
Okay, that's good news. And is there, do you see, you know, that we'll have more than one child, or can you see anything like that?
I don't feel like right away. I'm seeing the number three. So you may have one child, and then when that child's about age three, then you may decide to have another child. That might be a better time. I don't feel like at the beginning that you all need to have multiple children, because there's it's not really about you. It has to do with your significant other. And there's something, and I wouldn't be able to really give a lot of detail over the air about it, but it has to do with something in their lineage. Let's just put it that way. So you need like 3 years where there's just a single child in the home.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, but in all fairness, the child I see, though, is going to be very gifted, so you're going to have your hands full right away.
Okay.
And that's in a good way, not bad, not like the child's going to be, you know, a crying baby and you always have to, you know, give special attention in that way. But the child is going to need a lot of your attention, but in a gifted kind of way. Like, you're going to always have to find ways to channel those gifts for this child. And so things are opening up on a spiritual level for you, so that you will be able to help this child when the time comes, which, again, is linked to that after October time frame for you.
Okay.
You have a lot of things that you're going to be doing on a spiritual level between now and then. I'm just the start of it. There's a lot of things that are going to be coming in that are going to be kind of out of the box, so to speak, for you, things that you normally would not be seeking information on. That's because it's kind of gearing you up for this child to come through. You wouldn't be ready for the – and I don't mean this in a mean way, but spiritually and energetically, the child that you will be bringing into the world – you have to be at a certain frequency in order to be a carrier for that child. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, it really does.
Yeah. So between now and that time frame, between now and October, while you're working on your spiritual self, it's preparing you to be, you know, a clear vessel.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We were hoping to maybe be closer to family, and I was wondering if you see maybe a promotion where my husband would be, you know, moving up and maybe moving closer to our family.
I do feel like there's a move. I don't feel like December really feels warm to me. So there's a, if you're not moved by December, you'll know where, because it feels warm to me. It feels like comforting that month for you in the move. But it's not going to be in the location in which you guys are, like, I feel like you're a little bit off with where you're wanting to move. Your guides, your husband's guides, they're actually working on that a little bit now, but it's not going to be in an area that you are anticipating. You know what I mean? The distance between family and you guys. There has to be a little bit further distance. It's in your highest and greatest good not to be that close. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you can feel my dad with you, or if you have any messages from him.
The first thing I'm seeing is like a tackle box. Now, usually on the air, it's not really like a.
I have him too, Leslie, so I want you to do this because I know him, so I would prefer you to do this. But, yeah, he's all over the place. He's here, and so is someone else. So go ahead.
Yeah, I see a tackle box, and definitely see, like, fishing stuff. So I don't know if he used to be a fisherman, because if not, he's really doing that now. There's also, like, three women around him. They feel like – I don't know if they're, like, his – like, they're close. Like, all these women are close in age. I don't know if you can confirm over the air who these three women would be, because they're linked. Like, it's a good, he's in a good space, definitely, but these women are linked for some other reason. And
well,
very,
Ray,
very,
tell her why. Tell her who the first one is that you know who's with her, him. And maybe that'll give her a clue.
I know that my sister is with him. We lost her earlier this month.
Okay. That's one for sure. I got all, my whole right side is tingling right now. Wow. Oh, that has something to do with the help. Okay, why is my right side tingling? That has something to do with her crossing also.
She had melanoma that metastasized into her lungs and liver and brain.
My whole side. Thank you. And I am so sorry for your loss. But I'm telling you, what I am seeing, she has a yellow dress on right now, and it's like a vibrant yellow. It's not like a dull yellow. It's vibrant, and I need to tell you this. There's also, I see like a pearl necklace around her neck. It's connected also to the women that are also linked with her. There's two other women there.
Leslie, would they be the other – doesn't she have three – does she have two other sisters, Rhett?
I do. Well, yes, I have two other sisters. They're still here, but two other sisters who are full sisters with her and one other one. So she's
has three sisters, but one passed, that one that just passed. But two of them are alive. Or are you seeing them all in spirit? Because I'm sure the mother isn't – you know, I'm just wondering who you see in spirit. Are the sisters?
Well, let me tell you this. They're on the other side. This is not
okay.
Because sometimes they will give me things like that. So thanks, Bonnie, because I have to check in sometimes with my guys to, you know, if that's symbolic or if that's a literal meaning that they're on the other side. It's literal. I can take it from my guy. So they're saying that the middle woman, though, is more like a motherly figure. She's older. She would have crossed when she was much, much up in age because her hair is gray. I also see some type of reading glasses. Like, sometimes she would take them off, but most of the time you would see her with them on, and they feel like they have a wire frame to me. There's another person that's on her side. She feels like a short woman. I think she would have maybe German in her background, like, because I feel like she was a really good cook, but she would cook things, not American dishes. Like, I feel like she would cook things that were from another region. And she's short.
Oh, my dad's German, and it's probably his mother.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
oh, my
yes.
Goodness, my whole body is glimmering there. But, yeah, you're
yeah, absolutely
right on the money, girlfriend.
And
yeah.
I named after her. Her name's Loretta as well.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you. Wow. Whew. Yes, ma'am. So there's three. Yeah, there's three right there linked together with Dad, all right? They're coming in a very jovial way, like there's a celebration, okay? There's two celebrations going on. There's one on the other side going on, but you're going to be a part of the one that's going to be going on this side, all right? This also has to do with the child, because they're saying they're watching over that. They're also watching over that, okay? You're going to be very, very surprised. But right now, I feel like your dad is drawing my attention to the left side of my solar plexus. I'm feeling like, at first I thought it was me. You know, I haven't really eaten much today, but I had to kind of go a little bit deeper, and it's not me. Are you having some digestive issues going on right now?
Well, yes. I do have IBS, so I do have a lot of intestinal issues.
Yes. Yeah.
And I also have kidney, so maybe that's it, too.
Ah, okay. Because I didn't go really far down into my intestinal area. Like, it would have been right at the start, okay? So I do feel like there is some attention being drawn to the kidney stone area. But you just need to make sure. Now, this is not giving you, you know, something in terms of, you know, you're going to – get ill. You know, I can't diagnose anything medical. But if my guys give me things, I will get that. I will pass that along to you. Definitely you need to check in with your own physician about this, okay? But I do feel like it's something that you need to keep working with. Like, don't get lazy on it, okay? Just keep up on it, because that's something that you want to make sure is cleared up before you get into the winter months, because once conception sets in, you're not going to be able to take some of the medication that you're taking now. Like, you won't have that escape. You got me? So the more that you have under control, the better. All right?
Okay.
Well, rat. So do you have anything? Yeah. I mean, I'm just, go ahead. So I'm interrupting everything, but go ahead, please.
No, you're fine, Bonnie. So I hope, Loretta, that helps you. Definitely. The last thing I want to give you, there's a gold cup that's being handed to you from the family, okay? This gold cup has a brass ring around it, and it symbolizes something with the family. Do you know what this is?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, they want to give you this cup. You may know what this is later, but just remember I told you, it's a gold cup with a brass ring around it.
Gold cup with a brass ring, okay.
Yep.
Listen, I wanted to ask my dad one more thing. I wanted to know, you know, my mom has dealt with a lot of hard issues and a lot of loss in her life, but I want to know when and will things get better for her?
For your mom, she's still here?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Loretta.
Tina. No, it's her name is Tina. Tina. Her name is Tina.
Okay. It has been, and let me take y'all speaker because I'm getting a little bit of feedback. Can you guys hear me okay? Okay. I do feel like things are going to progressively get better for mom. But, you know, and I don't know if you can understand this on a spiritual level, but things have been really difficult. But it's almost like she had to go through that in order to be around for this coming phase. Okay? Like, through all of those things that have been going on for your mom, it's brought some spiritual growth to her, if that makes sense. And because of that spiritual growth, and you'll see it a lot more developed here towards the end of August, but because of that, it's allowing her to be able to be in this new energy that's on the planet. There's a lot of people that are of a certain generation that are carrying a lot of old patterns, a lot of old belief systems that don't mix very well with this new energy coming in. And a lot of these people are having to make the choice of crossing over and continuing their spiritual work on the other side. However, there are a few select people that are willing to kind of go through the fire, so to speak, this lifetime here on this side in order to continue their spiritual work here. And your mom was one of those chosen people, okay? But what that means and what that looks like for on a human level is a lot of pain and suffering. On a spiritual level, it's catapulting your mom faster than what she could have if she, on this side, versus having to cross over and do it in a different way, okay? She's going to be around for a while is what I'm seeing, all right? Now, she has free will choice. She might decide tomorrow that she's going to take a different path, but where they're showing me today, I feel like she's going to come out of this and she's going to be triumphant in her life. She still has a stretch to go.
Okay, that's great news.
Yeah. Wow. So just make sure that, you know, you don't take on any of her stuff, okay? I see that you borderline with that. Like, you like to take a lot of that. And it's not that it's not showing a sense of not being compassionate if you don't. It actually would be in your highest and greatest good for both of you if you don't do that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what form it comes in with you. Some people, it comes in with people enabling them in other ways, but it comes in a lot of negative talk. Your mom does, you know what I mean? And I don't mean this in a judgmental way, but don't let her talk a lot of that negative. Don't take it.
You got
okay.
me?
I try my best. I really do.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know. It's
really
hard. It is hard. Yeah, it is hard. Honey, I know. So just, you know, now that you're aware of it, you know what I mean? It's like, no. Yeah, don't filter it for her. Don't filter it in.
Also, I was wondering, this is kind of hard, but my dad left, you know, we lost him when I was 15, and I always wanted to know why he didn't write me a note. Why he didn't write something down for me. Because he knew he was very sick.
Now, I have to be honest where this is coming from, and it's not coming from him. Because when I see him, I'm getting, like, silent. But one of my guys are telling me, you're not quite ready for this part of healing. Now, there's one or two things that could be going on right now. First, you don't want to do this healing over the air. There's too many people that their energy is in the middle of this, if that makes sense. This
okay.
is a huge healing for you. It's coming, but it's not time yet. And you won't do it on the phone, on the air with me, okay?
Okay.
But
okay.
you will get the answers to that, and that is what I'm getting from my guide. You will get answers as to why. But I'm not supposed to tell you over the air this way. And I don't actually, and I'm going to be very honest with you, I don't think I'm the person to deliver that message because they're showing me another woman that is around your area that you're going to talk to physically. This is going to be a healing for you when this happens, okay? I'm just kind of taking the layer off, but there's a deeper healing that's going to take place with that, all right?
I'm excited for you, Rad, because I'd love you to open up spiritually. I know that you will, and
yeah.
Because your dad is around you. I mean, he's around me, and he came to Leslie. He's all over here. And so I know that they want to contact you, and the best thing is for you to understand that you can contact him, and that'll be personally. And I think that's what Leslie's maybe I'm wrong, Leslie, but I think that's what you're looking
no.
at. Maybe, yeah,
right.
Her being able to contact him personally.
Yeah, yeah.
I would really just love to learn how to do that. So any suggestions or advice I would take.
Well, I'll
yes.
tell you, Leslie, do you have a class going or do you have a class? Aren't you talking about teaching classes about that?
I am. So I think maybe that's what's going on here. All right. Well, I definitely can do, and that's one of the things, like I said, I do coaching in that way. We don't have to have a big class. It could just be me and you. And we could set something up, and I can do some intuitive development classes with you if you're interested. Please take my email address down, but I'm going to tell you one way you can get started, like, immediately is going into a quiet space. Now, when I want to say meditating to you, but I feel like they want
She's
me
like
not
me.
To use.
She's
yeah,
like
they don't
me.
Want me. Huh, yeah.
Get it? Like
yeah.
ADD,
yes,
but
I
maybe not. More, she's in a different spectrum than I am, but on ADD. When you say meditate, I want to scream. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right, because that's how they wanted to kind of, like, be careful, cautious with me using that word. So quieting your thoughts down is a good place to start. How do you do that? Deep breathing. How do you do that? Breathing in your nose, taking air in, filtering it, breathing out anything you don't want out of your mouth. Doing that for 5 to 10 minutes, and when you're thinking at that moment, think about how you're breathing. That'll get you in a quiet space just enough to allow information to be filtered in, to give you, guidance or for your guides to step in and to give you some messages that then you will learn to trust. And when I say learn to trust, because at first you're not going to believe it or you're going to think it's just you talking to yourself in your head or you're going to have to learn to trust the process. And I can definitely work with you in that. So email me at Leslie Journey, okay, and that's at hotmail.com, and we can definitely set something up.
And she's hot.
Oh, thank you. You guys have been so helpful. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome, Loretta.
Yeah, and you're in good hands. But you know what, Rhett, your dad's telling me you already know this. You already know this. You're halfway there, girlfriend, because I really believe that you do talk to him. So,
you're closer than what you think. You wouldn't be calling into the show if you weren't, honestly. I mean, you just wouldn't be. It's a frequency thing. So you're closer than what you think, girlfriend. It's not.
Well, Rhett, I hope you enjoyed, listening, and we'll get back to you later. Okay?
I did, and I will call back in next week. Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Bye. I love you both. Talk to you later.
Bye.
I am so happy, Leslie. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I am so happy because when, it's really touchy. I mean, when you get your first reading and, you have to filter it. But I'm telling you, usually when people seek out, and don't you think, and we didn't talk too much about karma and things, and that's what I really wanted to start talking about, but we're going to take the callers that are on because we should have a shortened day. But at the end, if we can, we will. But isn't that crazy that when the people are ready, all of a sudden they start appearing? And that's why I know Retta has talked to her dad. I know because her dad's told me she just doesn't believe it's him around. You know what I mean? I think she knows, but she, again, that ego is driving her crazy. So I think that would be, but she's ready. I can feel it.
Yeah, she is. She is, Bonnie. And it's so ironic, I think maybe this is what I'm going to be doing the next half. I'm going to be doing a lot more classes because there's a lot of people that are really seeking right now, and they want to trust themselves. They don't want to just rely on, a psychic or a medium or someone to validate a loved one being around them. Hey, they're saying, hey, how can I use my, gifts in order to tune in or to trust that this is my loved one, And I mean, that's the greatest gift to give someone is the awareness of their gifts.
Absolutely, because me, I always say everybody's gifted, it's just whether you're going to use it or not. And we all came down here with the same percentage of brain, 10%, the other 90% we don't use. So we all have the ability that we got to tap into it. And you know what? I really believe the next time we start to use 5% more of our brain or 10% more of our brain, it's going to be teleportation, seeing spirit, because that's the next part of the missing link for the human race, I think. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller, 8. And you know what, Leslie, thank you, because, it is not easy for somebody, especially a young age. I mean, she's my daughter's age, which is 27, to really get on and do this. And I really appreciate you're the perfect lady girl to do this. So I knew that she'd be in good hands. So 865.
I'm so thankful I could help, Bonnie.
Thank you, Leslie. Seriously. You can. You and always do. 865, you're on with Leslie.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hi.
Andrew?
Who am I?
Yeah, it's Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Just figured I'd call in and listen to the show.
Oh, well, you know what, boyfriend? You've got your little hand up. So do you have a question or do you want me to put you on hold?
Oh, I didn't know I had my hand up. Oh, hell, I guess she can read me. I don't care.
Well, you need to ask her a question. You know what? Do you know Andrew? Leslie, he is also a reader.
No. I was going to say, don't say anything, but I was just going to see what she can pick up. I have no specific questions.
Well, Leslie, I don't work like that, but if you do, I make them ask me a question. That's what breaks in for me. But then I like bringing spirit through. So if you got to reach into the ethers, do you see anything with a question like that?
Or I could just ask about where my path is going, like the path I'm on, where you see it going.
Perfect, Andrew. Now you're hitting it. Go ahead, Leslie. You know what? I'm so micromanaging this. Andrew, this is Leslie. Leslie, this is Andrew. Go for it, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey.
All right. As far as your path, definitely see a lot of bright light around it. But I will tell you that there's some, on one side, on the right side, there's a lot of jagged rocks.
okay? That means that, you know, there's a, you want to make sure you don't go over the side there, okay? I don't need to tell you on air what those rocks represent. The other thing that I need to say, the first thing I was getting before you narrowed it down to a question was I saw the vision of someone cutting grass. Now, I don't know what that means to you, but they're using a regular lawnmower. It's not a riding mower, but it's a regular old-fashioned lawnmower. Okay? Do you know what that would mean?
No. No, I'm not off the top of my head.
All right. I'm going to go with this here. With that grass, and I didn't even dig any deeper into it because I wanted to see if there was something. I mean, you know, I don't know if your guys were saying you need to cut grass or what.
I'm glad they weren't my lawnmower because, girlfriend, I am not doing an old-fashioned lawnmower, and I do not mow grass. So go ahead.
I don't know who still uses those things, but I will say. It was giving me the feeling that you got some things that you need to be doing around your home space. And if it's not cutting grass, it's definitely getting rid of some things. Now,
let's say I've been cutting the proverbial weeds out of my life here in the past week, got rid of some things.
There you go. And the idea that it's an old lawnmower are things from your past. Thank you.
Wow, I love that. That is so cool. Okay.
Bonnie, you're so funny. So definitely you're on the right path with that. The other thing, though, around September 5th, there is going to be something in regards to a book coming up. I don't know if this book is – well, it is tied to you. Because at first I started to say, I don't know if it's tied, but it's actually tied to you. So there's either something that – you either start or you put out, but it's tied to a book. All right? Do you know what this might be? It's around September 5th.
No, this is probably the third person that said something about I need to keep writing, keep going. It's like, I'm not much of a writer. I hate grammar.
Oh, no. I, you know what? I could definitely understand that. I'm the same, yeah.
Maybe
so,
it's a book he's supposed to read, Leslie. Could it be that?
No. No, it's not reading. He's actually got text in this book. So there must be some energies coming in to help assist you with that. I definitely see where you are energetically, and you're right. You don't have that extra steam behind it yet because it's not quite time. But September 5th is giving me an indication of when energetically things will be lining up for you to kind of step into that, okay? So you won't have to do too much pushing through. Right now you're at a very interesting stage, and you're not quite ready, so I wouldn't push on it because it's already there, if that makes sense. And if you push on it, it's just going to throw you off a little. So I think you're getting that message because they're kind of giving you a heads up. When it comes, just go all the way with it. Don't stop because you're going to get that out pretty quick. The other thing is, I want to address, like, the throat area, so make sure you're speaking your truth with people around you. I know that you said that you were cleaning up some things, and that's absolutely where you should be, but there's also a couple people that are around you more so than not that you need to be very honest with about your, not expectations, but what you expect them to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just recently did that, like, maybe this past weekend, and I cut ties with somebody because of I put up with something for too long. I'm like, nope, we're done.
Yep, good. Very good. Because that right there is going to move some stagnant energy from around you.
And
they
Bonnie
were slow
knows
on...
what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. That's
yeah,
the
they
sad
were...
part. I do. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were slowing a little bit of – they were slowing some things down for you. So it's good that you cleared that out. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I feel tons better, by the way.
Yeah, I bet. Because I just felt like I wanted to take a deep breath, man, when I – because I wanted to address the throat and the lung, but that lung had to do with me just breathing like a sigh of, like, cleansing. Like, yeah. So, Yeah, definitely good job on that. So, but pretty much you got, there's some good things coming up around October. I see the possibility of a move if you want it. I don't feel like it's a local move. I feel like it's an out-of-state move. But, you know, don't think too much about it. But there is, that's coming in October, around about the 14th or 15th. Hmm. Yep.
That's very interesting because I'm going to be done with my school course by then, and I have no intention of staying in Tennessee.
There you go.
You know what, Leslie? I want him to go live up by Mike, and I don't know where that is. I can't
actually,
remember. Is it Ohio?
Actually, I was going to move up into the New York, Pennsylvania area up in there. Most of my family's up in New York anyways, and I just don't like it down there.
Well, you know what? I get it, but I don't think Mike is in New York. I think Mike is in
Michigan. He's in Ohio.
In Ohio.
Yeah, Mike is by me, Bonnie. He's in Ohio.
Yeah, well, that's what I, you know, because I thought, you know, it's a good community for him and it's a good support system. And he does what Mike does. So I thought, oh, that'd be great because, you know, maybe he could help him with a position. But I don't see any problem with him getting a position, actually. So.
Recently, yeah, I'm actually looking to, like, take a breather out of state here soon because I'm getting agitated with this place.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's coming. You need it, man. It's a breath of fresh air for you again. So,
I just don't know where I'm going. Yeah, all I know is I got, like, trying to plan something for next weekend just to hop on a plane and go somewhere I don't give two craps where.
Well, let me tell you something. I'll give you like a little bit of, you know, you could take this. But the East Coast feels better for you right now. Like, I don't feel like I want to definitely put you on a West Coast just yet. There's still a lot of shifting going on out there, and everybody energetically doesn't blend well with that. So I definitely want to keep you on the East Coast. I think that New York would be a good pick for a while. Pennsylvania, is that way, that one of the other states that you were talking about? Something over in that area, you're right on with it. Actually, that's one of your guides, I feel like, has been working with you about that. Like, that's not just, you know, wishful thinking. There's something tied. There's a connection with someone there for you. So I definitely, if that comes up, I would run with it, man. I wouldn't even, you know. I feel like it'll open another doorway. Let me tell you why I had to tell you about the West Coast. There's going to be something that comes up that may give you a door there. You got free will, but, you know the level in which I'm reading on. Just not yet. You know what I mean? That East Coast is going to give you more in the short term, but connect you for the long term. And later you'll be able to do a connector out west. But you're right on with that New York deal, all up in there. Like, you're going to be, and I feel like you're going to do some stuff in Maine, too. That's very interesting.
Do you know, I love Maine. I have a friend up in Maine that opened a metaphysical center up there. In fact, they're
really?
On my they're on my Facebook. So if you can look, they were donated all this land and a house, and they're right by a graveyard. Yeah, he's a trumpet medium. They were on my show like in January. The name is on my Facebook. Yeah, it's his name is Reverend John Lelig, and he's married to Greta Tyler. I think her last name, she doesn't use Lelig. So look on my Facebook because you can connect with them, and it is oh my goodness, they're fabulous. She's an angel reader and very talented, and he is a trumpet medium.
Wow.
Yeah. So I love them. I mean, they're really cool people. I never saw the trumpets talking because I haven't gone to one of his, his seances. But from what they tell me, those trumpets are talking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so, Andrew, I feel like that's definitely right on. It's going to be a doorway.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been feeling like moving up north, east coast side, closer to water, but just as long as I get out of this state I'm in now,
Yeah.
Where are you, by the way?
I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, okay, that's right, Tennessee. Okay.
And
yeah,
He's an excellent healer. You know, you're talking to Andrew Romine, he's an excellent healer.
Wow, nice. Yeah, I definitely picked that up, man. His energy is intense.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. The minute I saw him, I said, "Oh my God, I'm talking to big time wizard energy." And do you know what you're doing? And he's young, so that's why I always say what you're doing.
let me tell you something. You're really special. You know that you got some. You did some really awesome things a couple of lifetimes ago.
Yeah.
Like you've done some really huge things for humanity in your double lifetime. Like I see double, so they're saying twice. You did it twice.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you. I love that. Yes, I have done a lot for humanity twice.
Not you, Bonnie. Andrew.
Well, actually, I actually owe a lot to Bonnie because she gave me the push to get back into it. I took like a big break from all this for a while, and
yeah.
I just enjoy helping. So it's because of Bonnie's why I'm actually doing this all of this again.
Well, same here. I'm telling you, Bonnie, with the show, man, that's how I love it because she keeps me going. Like I look forward to it on Thursdays, you know. So she kind of got me back. I have to say, she got me in it too.
Hey, listen, I love you too because you know where I'm going or if I get there and when I get there, not if. I keep saying this to you, I am taking my peeps with me. I have the best and I know it. So I don't leave anybody, I'm one of those kind of people that I will not leave anybody behind whatever way I can. And Andrew, you know you've always been one of my peeps. It's just getting you here, you know?
You're an awesome guy, Andrew. I'm glad we met today over the air. Good guy.
You know what he did? You know what he did? I'm not going to say it too much on air because I don't think anybody knows, but he also helps people like in the community that have issues with negative energy. So you know where I'm going with that. Leslie.
Yeah, well, yeah, man. They're showing me like he did some really awesome things a couple of lives. Like, I mean, I know he's like, hello, I'm on the air, but I mean, I have to say it like... I have to say, like, you're not here because of the way that they're showing it to me. Like, you're really, you know, there's certain people that make a huge impact on humanity at certain intervals, and you're one of those people. And
thank
I know
you.
That, you know, it's really,
I'm really close to getting out of the state just for even a whole weekend. I've got a couple ideas to go down towards, like, the beach down further south or northeast up into Pennsylvania. I just haven't decided which one yet. I just don't want to be bored when I get there. That's my biggest problem with traveling. I'll go somewhere, sit around, and I'm just bored.
Well, that's okay, Andrew, because what happens to you is people pick you out, and then you help them.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's why
you
get bored. Yeah, he's done this so many times. Of course, you know, he's tired. It's like, that's why he's got new assignments. You got new assignments coming in. So definitely take that East Coast. It'll give you something to keep you know what I mean, stimulated so you don't feel like you're, you know what I mean, sizzling out. So it's coming.
Yeah,
When
I said I cut that weed out of my life, I end up getting something else to help with. So I was like, cool.
Right away. There it is. Yep.
Instantly. This is instantly, as soon as I read that message to cut that person out, I got a message to help with something else. I'm like, that works.
I'm telling you, man, I saw it quick. Like, as soon as you got rid of that person here, it's like opening doors, just like I said. Yep. Thank you for that confirmation. Absolutely.
Well, Bonnie knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I do. I absolutely do. And the thing is, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys, and you know that. I don't know what I would do or the show. I mean, you guys make, you know, I love being on the radio, and you know I rock anything, but when I find true, wonderful people that help, that's not easy, I'll tell you. No, you could put a million people on, but the ones that stay with me, the ones I actually feature, are the ones that you all make a difference, you care. I don't believe in doing things for no money, so, you know, although with us we do because we're all a team, but, you know, I still want you to get readings. I, you know, want everybody to understand that this is their business. They can't make a living without you actually, you know, contacting them and wanting private readings. But on my show, they rock greatness and goodness, and I love that, guys.
Thank you, Bonnie, so much. I love
You're
that. Thank you.
Well, Andrew, I hope that she has helped you.
Well, like I said, I just called in to listen. I didn't know my hand was up, but this was very, very interesting to me either way.
Well, you know,
everything
you know
happens for a reason, Andrew. Everything happens for a reason.
Hey, you know what?
He's a good reader.
He's a good reader, too, Leslie. So whenever you want, he's a really – oh, yeah. So, you know, rock his number, too, because he when he's on my show, you call him.
Don't give my secrets away.
Sorry, I can't help it. All right.
Oh, Bonnie.
Yes.
I was gonna message you something, but you guys have a good day.
Thank
you.
You
too,
have
Andrew.
A great day, Andrew. Oh my goodness, he is such a good. I'm telling you, he is such good healer. I've never had anybody heal. Yeah, I've never had anybody. He's just young. He's 30. He's got to find his way. So the thing is with him, I'll never forget. I had thought, okay, I'll put him on my show, but you have to give me something to work with. And so he looked at me. I was on Skype. This is the first time I met Andrew, and I said, go ahead, give me something. And he looked at me. He goes, well, I really, what's the matter with your neck and the bottom of your spine? And I said, nothing. And he goes, no, there is. Did you hurt your, is your neck working? And I thought, oh my God, I forgot. I hadn't been able to lift weights for 2 days because I could get, and the next day it was gone. Gone, Leslie. And I'm talking, nobody's done that. Okay.
Wow.
And then the back, he goes, what's wrong with the bottom of your back all the way through to your left side? That's where I had those shingles that were so bad. And he started telling me how painful they were. I'm like, stop. But, you know, I had not ever had anybody do that. And I have had a lot of people try to heal me. I don't know what I was being healed about because, you know, I don't really complain. But whatever it was, nobody's ever done that except Andrew actually did. My neck was completely gone. And it still is.
Amazing. Yeah, I really picked that energy up, Bonnie. I'm telling you, he's amazing. He is
an amazing healer, and he cares. He's like, you know, he had a case. Somebody called in the community with negative energy, and he went, and we called him a spell breaker, okay? But I know a lot of people don't like that term, but that was the term that they used. So, he is, you know, it's really interesting that he can do that at such a young age. So, he's still trying to find himself.
Powerful little guy.
Yeah, powerful little guy, absolutely. All right, I am going to take your next caller, and I think I can't remember. I'm going to take this because I hope that I'm taking the right number. Oh, my goodness. Okay, 347, you are on with Leslie. Hi. 347. Hi. Okay, well, we're going to take that right off. And on 727, you're on with Leslie. Hi.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Bonnie. My name is Carol, and I'm calling from the Tampa area in Florida.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
It's great to hear your voices. Thanks for the show.
Oh, thank you. We are so happy to have you, Carol. You've got Leslie Journey in the house. Go for it.
You know what? I have sold my house. And I am in the process of relocating, and I'm looking into North Carolina or San Antonio. And I'm just wondering, like, how spirit feels about it. Where do I best serve the light?
Okay, let me make sure I got this right. So you just sold your home. You're looking to move. You're thinking of two areas, North Carolina and El Paso.
San Antonio.
Antonio. Okay.
She's a light worker.
Okay. Definitely feel like South Carolina. Even while you were talking, they were showing me a map, and they drew a line from where you are now to South Carolina. At first, I was wondering what they were doing, but they were already answering the question before you even asked it. The reason why, let me give you, I always try and give both sides of the coin. You definitely have free will choice, and you can pick Texas, but let me tell you why they picked South Carolina versus Texas. You have an allergy.
I'm looking into North Carolina.
or North Carolina. Yeah, North Carolina. I'm sorry, but that's right. It's still the Carolina.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right. It's still the same.
That. Yeah, I didn't mix those up. But I'm just. I don't want you to say yeah. I just said it wrong, but it's definitely you're in the right area. Let me tell you why. They're telling me about allergies in Texas. The two won't mix with you, okay?
Okay.
It's a totally different climate, and it would not, because I'm seeing a lot of issues that would be going on with allergies. All right, I don't know if you suffer from allergies now, but if you don't, that area, will. There's something that will not agree with you.
Okay.
Definitely, if you want to question that, I would visit first and then see how your body reacts. It could give you, you know, one or two things. You can get confirmation that, yes, I was right, or you can say, you know what, this lady doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm going to move here. So definitely want to keep that.
I have been there, and it's just nothing's been calling out for there. So you're on. You are correct.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. I mean, not great, but, I mean, that's good that you have that extra confirmation now that you're in the right area, okay? The other thing, too, that I want to talk a little bit about, I know you didn't ask, but let me tell you this because it kind of goes along with that move. Make sure after you move and you get settled that you find, because I feel like medical things in your area, like that's going to be very important. Not that you're, I'm not putting like, you know, sickness around you, but it's going to be important that you be connected with the medical community. Does that make sense?
Well, I am a healer, so.
Okay. Well, there must be, you're going to be, if you're a holistic healer, I feel like I want to bridge you with traditional medicine. So if you're wondering about maybe a career option or maybe something that you'll be doing once you make that move, I do want to partner you with a medical center or a medical facility, okay? So that's kind of giving you like a double, you know what I mean, something there to give you to go with because there is an opportunity I see for you. It's within 15 to 20 minutes of where you are, so it's not right around you, but it's not going to be so far that it creates an inconvenience for you to drive to all the time, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking into like the Charlotte area.
Okay, for you to move. Charlotte feels good. There's a place that I see that's a little bit east of there that you might like as well. Not far, but just within maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes maybe from east of that Charlotte area that you might.
Okay.
But you're still in the right vicinity.
Is that Asheville?
No, Asheville's on the other side.
Okay, see, I'm really bad with directions, but
I don't even know
what Charlotte is, but I'm trying to think it's in bigger towns or littler towns that
I feel like I need to be like kind of close to the I-95 Carter because I'm originally from New Jersey, so.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. That would make sense.
I love that because I'm from Philly and Jersey. So, see, I can, you know, I like to say I'm from Philly, Jersey, and New York because they're all so close.
Yeah.
That was my stopping ground.
It's all one stop.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. Can I ask a question? I mean, and go ahead. I mean, this has nothing to do with your reading, but why did you decide not to go back to Jersey?
It just felt like I've expanded more.
Okay.
I just know that, like, there's other, God has other plans, and I'm just listening.
Yeah, it's just Jersey ties you more to your path, and you're done with that cycle.
Right.
You had a major soul retrieval. You spent a couple of different lifetimes in that region. So you definitely had a soul retrieval. You're right not to go back into that area.
Yeah, just to visit, you know, Christmas in the
city. Yeah, that's fine, but not living.
Yeah.
No.
No, no, no.
I just wondered because it's funny because I didn't even feel you were from there. So that's really weird. Isn't it crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you were picking up on, because she did that soul retrieval. That's why you were picking that up.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow.
Very nice. And can I ask you guys just any messages from Spirit in regards to my development?
Your development, like in your spiritual development of gifts, or?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Well, definitely have some gifts coming in. Now, I don't know if you want to ask Bonnie?
Yes.
Bonnie, behave, because Bonnie wants all the gifts. So what I'm about to say,
we can share. It's infinite.
Bonnie wants her. Every time we say something about gifts, Bonnie goes, I want that gift.
She lived 5 seconds after what she's saying to you. So she was actually living in the future to tell me not to say it because she already heard it. So I get it.
There you go.
Okay. Now, be careful what you ask for with your gift, okay? Excuse me. I'm getting choked up, so there must be something
I know what you're choked up from. It's from telling her she can't give me those gifts. That's what you're going to
say. I'm on the show.
But I have to go TT. You remember the word? So I will. Can you live without me, girl? Okay, honey.
I can. I'm gonna finish talking to our caller here. And Bonnie, thank you. Go TT. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
So it's almost like, be careful what you ask for with these gifts, because when you obtain a spiritual gift, they're already there, but there's a development stage. And when you go through the development stage, it takes you into a cycle in your life where you're purging things that you no longer need, because it's opening the way so that those blocks are not getting in the way. I'm sorry, say that again?
It's been happening for like the past like 9 to 10 years, so it's at the end of the cycle.
Right, yes, because if there's something karmically tied to those gifts, or if there's a subconscious fear about using them, that's going to slow the process down. Everyone is in a different place with this, so you definitely want to make sure that as your gifts start to come in, that you take the time to develop them, to use them in a healthy way that serves you.
Yeah, just picking up.
Now, I do feel like by September, okay, the beginning of September, there's going to be a gift that comes in. I feel like you're going to be able to see Spirit a little bit. Now,
nice.
I say a little, okay, through your clairvoyant vision.
Mm-hmm.
I say a little because the first thing that you're going to see in your vision are you're going to be able to see color shades a little bit brighter. You see a little bit now, and
it now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they're going to get brighter, okay? And when they get brighter, it's going to mean something different. You're going to take the feeling that you get from seeing those colors, and you're going to put it together with a message, all right?
Okay.
Now, you're going to do this for a couple of your friends, and you're going to, I don't see, like there's maybe one or two family members that you may share that gift with, but there's not very many that are open to that, okay?
No, because I do that now.
Yes. So what's going to happen when it gets brighter, that message that you give is going to be, it's going to be very significant in a sense that you have the confirmation to really trust yourself. You know what I mean? To trust what you're giving. Because a lot of times it's a matter of just trusting yourself. You're giving it, but, you know, it takes a while sometimes if you don't. So once you're open and trusting that, the message is going to change for the people that you're giving the message to. The other gift that you already have, absolutely, is your clairaudience.
You can hear spirit.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I hear it all the time.
Yes. So that gift is already intact. It's a matter of once you put, and everyone's different in their development. For me, mm-hmm. it was the one gift coming in, then it was the other, and then all of a sudden it was almost like pages of a book that then turned into a story. Mm-hmm. And that's just how I give reading. When you could put all of those gifts together and you give that message, you're not really, for me, it wasn't really picking it apart of saying, okay, I can see spirit, I can sense spirit mm-hmm. around me, I can hear spirit. It was just a part of who I am. And you're going to integrate mm-hmm. all of your gifts into one, all right? You're not going to separate it and saying, okay, you know, where's the next gift? When is it coming? You're just going to get to a point where it just is. And everything mm-hmm. that you say and everything that you do that has those gifts is just a part of, you know, it's just who you are. It's very interesting when you're trying to explain it. Mm-hmm. It's totally different when you're just experiencing it. So I definitely have to put it that way. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, I do. I understand it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So just be patient. It's coming, sweetheart, and you're going to give some really wonderful messages from those.
Thank
gifts.
You. I signed up for some mediumship classes at Lilydale in August. So I'm very excited.
Oh, my goodness.
This is just beautiful. It's confirmation for me.
Oh,
And
wow.
bless you for that, and bless you for bonding.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Yes, you're rocking and rolling in September. Oh, my goodness. That makes sense. And Lilydale, oh, my goodness. Well, I went to Camp Chesterfield, so definitely.
Oh, that's wonderful, too. Yes.
Yes, yes. Years ago, I went to Chesterfield, and I had the most amazing, I mean amazing, oh, my goodness, experience through my development. I mean, I just. So Lilydale, yes, definitely thumbs up to that. Congratulations. Wow, that's an experience that, you know, is really going to be very powerful for you. Wow, this is a treat. Thank you so much for calling in.
And it's our time for each of us to blossom. This is our
yes,
time.
Yes, it is.
This is
it
truly
is.
The moment.
Yes, sweetheart, absolutely. I am right there with you. Oh, my yes. goodness.
Blessings and continue on your light journey.
Thank you, and same to you. Same to you. Thank you, sweetheart, so much.
Bye-bye. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, Leslie, we pulled the switch.
Oh. Wow, nice.
And we still have several people in the queue. Are you still open to going on?
I am. How are you doing, Grandma?
Hi,
Kelly.
I have a question for you, but I'm going to wait because I'm going to defer to our callers here. But it's like I do have a question for you. So
okay, well, you know I'm here for you, girlfriend. You know it.
All righty.
I gotcha.
So because somebody kind of already asked the one that I'm going to ask about, but it's about, you know, geolocation, but it's like, yeah, later. Right now we're going to go with area code 347. You are on with Leslie.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. Thank you for coming back to me. I had the mute button on.
Oh, no. No.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Who is this I'm speaking with?
this is Ruthie. I don't even know how it got on, and I was quite surprised. I thought maybe the phone was broken at first because I kept saying hello. And lo and behold, the mute button was on.
Oh, yeah, because Bonnie was asking. She said 347. She said 347, and she went to another call. Oh, Ruthie, so thank you so much for getting back in. Oh, my God.
No, thank you for being back to me. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. What can I do for you today, Ruthie?
Ooh, I hope I don't put a doozy on you. No, but I don't know. I'm just at a point where, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm waiting to see what's coming up next. I'm feeling like I'm a little bit in limbo. and that I really shouldn't be, but I think that's coming out of a decision I made to leave my line of work.
Yes. Okay.
And so I think that is causing me a little bit of, you know, when I made that decision, it seemed like everything really stopped. Like, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. I got something
and
for you.
The line of work I was in was real estate.
Okay. Okay. I do have a message for you. Now, you are, first let me, before I get into the message, you're right at that place where a lot of people are right now. They're at the end of one thing and they're waiting for the start of something else. I'm kind of in that space also. So it's very interesting and ironic that you would say that today. So, but let's personalize this a little bit.
Okay.
I say all that to say you're not in a bad space. I tell people to be very aware of the cycle and season that you're in your life, because if you're at a part of your life where you're waiting on a harvest for some seeds you've already planted, you don't want to replant over those seeds that you're waiting to come up. But if you're like anything like me, it's very difficult to go through a phase of doing little or nothing because you feel like you're not being productive or that you're not moving forward. And
right.
you don't want to feel that way. But when you put the intention out to the universe that you want to embark on something new or that you want to step into, you know, something different, there is a period of time where you have to allow one train to come to the station, you get off, and then you get on another train. And there may be a delay, you know?
Okay.
But through that delay, before you're waiting to get on the next train, there are things around you that sometimes need attention. And the universe will put you in a space so that you can give those things attention before you get on the next train. Some of those things might be, it could be eliminating clutter that you no longer, you know, need in your life. That could be in your home, surroundings. That could be partnerships, friendships that no longer serve you. All right? It can also be you just sitting down and clearing out brain clutter, you know, writing letters to people from your past, doing things that, you know, kind of remove your energy from the past so that when you embark on this new journey that you've, you know, set on, that you're not taking old baggage on this journey. So you're in that gap right now. You're in that space of clearing out things, waiting for the next thing to start up. I do feel like that change is very, very good for you. It is something that was really needed, so you definitely made the right choice and decision there, okay?
Okay.
I also feel like that you're at a time frame also where it would be very, very helpful if you stay in the moment. Do not think too far ahead, because thinking too far ahead will make you lose your way. The light that is shining down on you in your life right now is shining only, it's shining down on you, but it's only shining a few feet ahead of you, all right? It's not shining down a whole path. So that's a little different than how things have been in the past. In the past, you've been able to see the entire path, you know, far enough so that you can feel comfortable to step forward. That's not going to be such the case with this particular path you're on. It doesn't mean it's not the best path for you, however. This is really strengthening something within you that you're going to need on this next, you know, endeavor that you're stepping into. So a part of that, just having faith to stand in the moment, is very important at this stage. So remember that. The other piece, I'm trying to remember everything that you were asking. Was there another piece of that that I'm leaving out that you asked me about?
So basically, you answered, you clarified and answered a lot of, you made sense out of all the things that's been going on with me. And as you were talking, you know, a couple of bells rang, and I was feeling intuitively not to get ahead of myself and stay in the moment.
Yes.
But it was out of not knowing what to do. Like,
right, gotcha. Okay. Okay, that excellent. So that did, I just want to make sure that I had got to the core of what you were wanting to know. So I thank you for that confirmation. But absolutely, because that's an important piece of the message, because once you can understand it in that way, then it doesn't seem so overwhelming, and it makes sense, and it gives you an opportunity excuse me, to keep moving forward without feeling like you're moving forward without direction, or that, you know, should you be moving forward, you know what I mean, or what's really going on. So you're absolutely in the right space. I also want to congratulate you on something that you did a couple of months ago. I'm getting this from Spirit because they're saying that congratulations, okay? Do you know what this would be?
A couple of months ago?
Yeah, it was like 2 months ago. It has to do with, it's not something that I feel like you did on the physical level. I feel like it's something you did on a spiritual level. Like you cleared out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were so on point. I did something at a spiritual level. You know,
yep.
I gave up some things, but also I took certain actions. And I felt like from the time I did that, I was rewarded spiritually. Like,
yes.
What I did is I made sacrifices. I sacrificed to help someone else, and I put what I had on hold to help another person. And I felt that the time I did that, I've been rewarded. Like, I just keep getting gifts. It's just ridiculous.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
People keep just giving me gifts. Like, they come up to me. Someone knocked on my door the other day, and I just was getting up. I didn't get a chance to get to the door. And I find 4 brand new wooden chairs sitting at my door. I'm like, okay.
I love it. So, yes, that's definitely, oh, my goodness, definitely I get goosebumps from that. So that is definitely a sign from Spirit. Another thank you and congratulations, because you really did some awesome work on yourself, and that is proof that you've paid it forward and the universe is bringing that back to you. So absolutely, oh, my goodness. Yes, Ruthie. So I am so thankful that you called in today, and I'm glad that I'm really glad that you were able to call back. You know what I mean? Because you almost didn't get the opportunity to get in. So I'm so thankful that you did call back, and we got a chance to talk to you today. All right. So I hope that helps you, sweetheart.
Yeah, you certainly did. I got so much confirmation. I mean, you got an extraordinary gift.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. God gives me that gift, and I'm so thankful that I can use it to help people. You know, I ask God to use me as a channel for love and peace, and I'm just thankful that I'm able to do that for people. So you have a blessed day and rest of the week, and good luck on your new journey.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Ruthie. Bye-bye.
All righty, yeehaw.
Wow.
My goodness. All righty,
yes.
Are you ready for the next one, or do you need one of those?
No,
what
I'm good.
Call the
I'm
dimensional
good.
Shake out and breaking. All right, good. Well, going onward. We have a 407 area code here, so we're going to find out who this is.
This is me.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is it?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Susan Z.
Yes,
yes, I called in after Bonnie took a potty break so that I could get a word in edgewise.
I love it, Susan. That's so funny. I love it. Oh, that is hilarious. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I have a question for you, but I wanted to let the audience know, you know, how you're just so awesome about the dates and everything that you give. It's like a while back you gave me a July, middle of July, say around the 20th or something, and you saw some kind of family thing going on. Well, my daughter is in China doing a business, and I'm here, and so I knew there wasn't going to be any kind of family get-together or anything, and I went, well, you know, I think Leslie might have, you know, missed that one, but that's okay. That's cool because she's right on everything. Well, this family thing that you saw happen was that my son-in-law was taking motorcycle lessons, and he fell and gashed his knee from side to side and was immobilized and had to call his mother to come and stay with them. And so it became a family affair.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, and thank goodness, because my daughter's in China on business, and she was able to fly in, take care of him, and take care of my granddaughter. But that was the family thing that you saw in July, and it came just about. It happened, I think, on the 13th. So you're pretty darn close, because I think you said the 15th or 16th or something, or somewhere around there. So I wanted to let the audience know that, you know, Miss Whiz Kid. And the question that I do have for you is that, you know, I've been divorced about 2.5 years, and I've been, you know, Bonnie and I have been working on this career thing here, and so it's just been us focused on that, and I haven't really thought about my personal life much at all. But I talked to Ron the other day, and Ron said, I have Venus and I have a Virgo in my Venus in my chart. And he said something happened last month that all of a sudden it was like this site that I'm at, and it's like, you know, I mean, hundreds of hits. And it's like, and all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I like you. Ooh, I like you. Ooh, I like you. And I've actually been out on a couple of dates. And I was wondering if this was like, I want everything to happen at once. I want to fall in love, have my career explode, you know, get wealthy, move, you know. So I was just wondering if you, you know, that's how I am. I'm, you know, I'm Bonnie's best friend, so what do you expect?
oh, my God.
That's why we work so well together. And I was wondering if you were seeing, because Ron said he saw something in my chart about September and October about that. Virgo was getting ready to move into Venus, and something was going to escalate. And I was just wondering if you saw anything, you know, because it's been pretty dry for the last 2 years. I haven't been interested. There's been nothing out there. Don't call me back. I'll call you. You know, that kind of thing.
All right, Susan, I do have something for you. I do feel like that definitely the relationship area is picking up, okay? Now, there's going to be you're going to have, believe it or not, and I know you probably won't, but you're going to have a choice of two, okay? Now.
Like that.
So funny. This is around September 20th. The thing is going to be heating up with that. Somebody's turning the pilot light way up on the 20th of September. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it's a pilot light, so it's like, but the eye on the stove, you know, the old gas stove. I don't know if anybody even has those anymore, but on an old gas stove, when you turn that.
I'm old enough to know what a pilot light is, so we're good.
Yeah. When you turn that up, and I am too, I just gave it away. But when you turn that up, the flames get high. So there's going to be some hot stuff around that time. Now, I'm not just talking like, you know, physical hot stuff. I mean, but that would be nice, but that's a whole nother show.
But right now it's just coffee dates and, you know, dinner and that kind of thing, you know. But,
yeah.
You know, hey.
Well, I feel like those flames represent not just passion, but it just, it puts the heat under something, okay, with you. And the reason why I said you have a choice is because you really do, you know, it's time. It is time to be anchoring yourself in a partnership, okay? You do know that, right? And
I hadn't really thought about it. I just thought that, you know, gee, I'd really miss male companionship. Maybe I,
yeah, that's,
you know,
okay. But yeah. Now you know. It's important. It's not just about you just dating or being, you know, in a relationship. This is a spiritual thing, okay? And there's somebody that complements your energy that will help you anchor in your new stuff, okay? They're going to support you through this next part of your journey in a sense of they hold the key to something for you, okay? And that key is going to be very important in your, you know, like you said, that career stuff. And the reason
uh-huh.
why they're putting that on hold for a second, you know, you're still moving forward with that, but the reason they're kind of scooting relationship stuff in here is because you're about as far as you can go without that extra partnership. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that needs to start anchoring in. And I don't want to say that they are – it does have a lot of bearing on what's going to happen next with your career, but it's not the get all. But it's very, very important. And I don't, it's a little bit more than just the masculine and feminine energy thing. This has to do with something that you contracted, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were very specific about this person coming in at the time frame they're about to come in. So just remember that. And it's a reason why it didn't happen before. The other thing I see about this person coming in, not only is it going to be happening that way on your end, but that other person also is about ready to step into something new, okay? They're finishing up what they're doing right now, and they're almost done. As a matter of fact, this is a hot month for the person that you're going to be having those high flames with. Like, this is a hot month for them to be finishing up some stuff. So that's why, like I said, around that September 20th, things are going to get cooking. The other thing, too, once this all sets in, there's going to be a small trip that you go on with this person, all right? I see it around the 29th. It's so funny because it's going to be close to Halloween. It's like around the 29th of October. And the reason that it's going to happen on that date is because you guys have to – I think that's going to be – I'm not looking at my calendar, but that's probably going to be around either one of the moons. I keep feeling full. But it's going to be a very important time to anchor in something with this person, all right, on a spiritual level.
Ah.
But when you go away on the 29th, you're going to – you know what I mean? That's symbolic. It's going to be a symbolic to the time frame and the ceremony. Everything's going to be very, very synchronized. Like, it's a reason why it's happening at that time frame, if you know what I mean.
Well, the 29th, I'm looking at my Llewellyn astrology, and the 29th is just before the second quarter and a few days after the full moon.
Yeah, okay. All right, it's good. They're coming down off of that full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because that's going to be a major, major release moon this year.
You see something serious happening here, like moving into
Well, when I say ceremony, I don't mean like a wedding. It's more of a spiritual ceremony. Now, I definitely feel like there could be something that's going to be really long term with this person, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that ceremony or that blending and connection of things around the 29th are on a spiritual level. It has to do with you guys coming to spiritual road together, and it's just kind of yoking you and this person together, but you're not going to do it in your area. You're not going to do it in their area. You're going away to an area and do this.
Oh, no, I didn't mean like getting married. I meant, do you see like whoever it is that comes into the picture that you see that it is a commitment towards the future?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, now that's a surprise to me. I mean, really, because that's a, it, to me, you know, I just wanted to do, I just wanted to do a Starbucks coffee date.
Well, listen, this is why I had to tell you the whole message. That makes a lot of sense, especially since you weren't looking at it that way. I'm giving you more of a spiritual reason why that's important, okay? It's not just about you to say you're in a relationship or you're in a partnership. This is it's a spiritual reason why they're partnering you up with this person, okay? And the bonus is you have a nice relationship that comes out of it. But on a spiritual level, you're brought together with this person for so many other reasons than just to be dating someone. You got me? And I think that they want you to know how important that is and how it's going to be coming sooner than later, and the 29th is going to solidify things a little bit more with this person. You'll understand it, and you know, it's not so much, it is a free will choice, but it's more of you being spiritually guided into this partnership, okay?
I totally get that because Bonnie and I were talking the other day about how there were some things that have happened in our life that we literally knew that spirit grabbed us by the collar of our shirt and went, oh, yeah, this is the way that you're going, and we're going, what? And we just were like on automaton. And then after it was done, we went, I just can't believe I just did this.
Yeah, and you would, you know, Susan, you would just keep going. You don't need you're not really, and that's what makes you ready, because you're not in need of anyone to complete you. You know, most people get into, you know, I call them 3D relationships, or, you know, these karmic soulmate relationships, because they need someone to feel complete. With the advanced light workers right now, none of us need that. We're complete within ourselves, but what we do need is we need that other piece of the puzzle, like the other partnership. And I don't want to use the T word, the TF word, but I'll say it for all my listeners out there, twin flame, but I don't want to even break it down in terms of twin flame, because that just creates a whole different controversy. The reason I say that is because those are definitely, you know, higher level relationships and partnerships, but you don't have to go that high in order to be anchored in with a partner that is here to help you with your soul mission. You know what I mean? So
Right.
But if you are of a certain level, you have to have that partnership with whoever you contracted that with. And there's someone that they're saying you contracted this next stretch you're going to be on, and they're going to support you with your career. You're going to actually need it. You're going to have a lot of dates and things that you have to, not that you couldn't do it yourself, but they're going to help you with a piece of that. Like, you're going to have dates and places that you have to be at certain times, and it's going to be a little bit more than what you're used to, you know?
Well, you know, like it's interesting because I'm in that 28-year, what is it, Saturn or Jupiter cycle and where that puts me is that my second husband was, I was a fashion buyer, and I had a boutique, and I was losing my lease in my boutique, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was going to have to close it down, and I met him, and we ended up getting married, and he had, he was an artist and wealthy, which helped, but he had a space that he was looking for to fill, and that's how we met, is that he said, you know, your shop would be perfect for my art center. Would you come in and take the space in my art center? And then we end up getting married, and we have business together, and I mean, I have been putting out into the universe that I want to meet a man just like him, because he was an artist, he was an entrepreneur, an architect, he was a pilot. I mean, there wasn't anything he couldn't do, and I was in such awe of him.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense why you would have this type of person coming in to really help you with the next stretch. Thank you, Susan, for sharing that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what I've been putting out in the universe. I said, you know, hey, if you're getting ready to pair me up with somebody, then let it be like my second marriage, because, I mean, it just everything just unfolded beautifully. I mean, I was in the right place at the right time. My business escalated, exploded. I mean, he had all the contacts, all the places, and he just said, go for it. I'm right behind you 100%.
See, there it is. That's confirmation that you're going to get exactly what you asked for, Susan. Thank you so much, because I did. I saw that person being really an asset to you and your business. So thank you so much for that confirmation. Absolutely. It's coming, girlfriend.
Thank you, because the whole time that you're talking, all I could see was my second husband. And, I mean, I really like him tall and handsome and everything, but he was kind of short, and he was about 5'10", and he was like this cutest little round Jewish guy with the most beautiful eyes and balding. Not my type at all, but I just felt, I adored him. He was just so cute, and it was like not my type at all. And I went, you know, I said, it wasn't. Now that's when you know that spirit grabs you by the collar of your shirt and said, this person's right. You're going to be with this person.
Yep, you got that right. That's exactly how it works, and that's what's going to happen again. So, oh, my God, you got, girl, whoo, yeah. You got some good things coming up, Susan. Some good stuff
coming, girl. Thank you, Leslie. And well, you know, before I hang up, I'm in such awe of your gift. I mean, you're just amazing. And we talk about spiritual contracts and things like that. You know, Bonnie and I talk about you a lot and about, you know, how amazing you are. But, you know, that Bonnie and I have a contract like that. I mean, it was we met in the strangest of circumstances. We just, hooked up. Of course, you know, I kept on saying no, and Bonnie kept on saying, oh, yes, you are. You're going to be my best friend for life. Yes, you are. Oh, yes. No. We're going to do business together. We're going to, yes, you are. And I went, no, I don't think so. Yeah. And then she was, and she, of course, you know, don't say no to Bonnie. And there was a spiritual connection and a contract between her and I that we realized that we made some kind of spiritual contract to create and get spirit out there for people, that it's not just about a friendship or a business or anything. This was a spiritual contract we made with one another. And so, you know, our relationship goes way beyond just friendship. And it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. I just adore her. Just adore.
I know. Don't you just love Bonnie? I do. And I even said that too earlier, because I thought, you know, when Andrew was on the line, I don't know if you heard Andrew talking, and he was saying it's because of Bonnie. And I said, man, I feel the same way, because I almost walked away. And then Bonnie came in the picture, and it was just kind of like, you know. So, yeah, I totally have to agree with you, Susan.
Well, you know, Bonnie dragged me on the radio. I was like semi-retired, and she said, oh, please, just come on the radio with me. And it's like, it'll be, and then, I mean, look what happened. I mean, we just clicked, and we have, like, the best time on the radio. I mean, I would have never, ever, ever thought that, you know, I would enjoy doing something like that, but I do.
Isn't that something? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really a blessing to have Bonnie in the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Leslie. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You posted,
Susan.
And when this unfolds, I will give you a call and say, well, okay, what do you think?
Well, definitely. I'll probably be contacting you soon, Susan, because I got a birthday Thursday. So I'll be on the air next Thursday. So Bonnie's like, and it's my 44th year. So Bonnie says, you need to talk to Susan.
Yes. You're going to be on the air. I'll call in next Thursday, and if you want to do it, I mean, or you can contact me. I could do it on the air. It's like, you know, I'll give you a little bit about what your double-digit cards are for your year, for sure.
Yeah, that'll be a nice birthday show. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Let me mark it on my calendar right now so I don't forget. Oh, yeah, but
like
next Tuesday, my cousin Brenda and Annabelle's going to be on anyway, so I'm going to be on the air anyhow. So it's like definitely 41st birthday for Leslie. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, double-digit years are a powerful, powerful birth years, powerful birth years.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it this year. Very, very powerful for me. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there, sweetie.
All right. Thank you, Susan. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome. Bye.
All righty. Now I'm going to ask. It's like there was a question. It's like, you're going to be 41 or 44?
44.
44. Okay. See, that's what I thought. I was like, yeah, this is your pre-birth year. So it's like, yes, I absolutely want to do your cards for you, too. So anyway, okay. Yeah. All right. But in the meantime, we have some more callers here, and we are getting a little short on time, but it's like we should be okay if you guys hang in there. And we dropped the person who was next. Dang, they waited that long. Okay, well, we will get the next person here. We have a Skype caller, all ones. All ones for a Skype caller. You are on.
Hi. Hi, thank you for taking a call for me.
Yes, hi. How can I help you?
Hello. well, I just heard you talk about that gas flame going up, and I wanted to find out if that's coming for me. I don't know if that's coming for me or not, or if there's a career change, but I'm in total transition, and I've done a lot of clearing. I've done a lot of stuff for myself and done a lot of work on myself, and I just feel like I'm in a holding pattern or something.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia. All right. So definitely have a theme today with my callers calling in. Let's talk a little bit. Before I go into what I'm seeing right now, I want to flip the pages back a little bit on a couple of things. You're definitely in a holding pattern for sure right now, but there's some things that you put out in your intentions here over the last year. I just want to go, we're only going to stop it at a year. And a couple of things that you put out were that, you know, you made a list of things that you wanted and things that you no longer wanted. Whether you did this on paper or you did it subconsciously, they're showing me a checklist, okay? It kind of reminds me of a bucket list a little bit, where I don't know if you're familiar with a bucket list, but it's when, you know, people write down things that they want to do before they die.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the things that you put out or the intention of the things that you want in your life, you have to remember that once you put those things out, you have to step out of the way and allow those things to come in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ask for things a lot of times, but we don't give those things enough time to come through. And they're saying there's things that you've asked that are on their way to you, but they don't want you to lose patience before they get here. One of those things that I'm seeing that you put out there, they said you're going to get an answer to a prayer around the first week of August, around August 5th, okay? That has to do with career. The next thing that I see is that the prayer that you put out for relationship things, okay, they're saying you have a small opening or a gap of needing to let go of some relationship from the past. It's not a huge gap, but there is something that needs to be capped off. Okay, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's small, but it's significant.
Mm.
Okay, sometimes it can be just the unresolved emotion that we're carrying from something that puts us in a pattern. And let me give you an example. Say, for instance, in your previous relationship, one of the issues that you have are, you know, you have insecurities that come up.
if you got in a new relationship, those insecurities would still be there if you haven't taken the time to heal from those. Okay, so it wouldn't make a difference if you were dating someone different. You're still going to create the same patterns because of the same issues that you have internally. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so what they're making me feel is that those issues, those internal issues, are what is in the process of being healed so that you can embrace what I see as far as a new relationship or a new partnership coming in. That is going to happen a little bit closer to end of August into September. Funny time frame, and a lot of people, like I said, there's a theme with a lot of the callers today. It always happens like that, even whether I do parties, angel parties, or whether I'm on the air. And sometimes it sounds like a repeated message, but you guys are all vibrationally linked because of where you are at this particular time in your life, if that makes sense. So I don't know how long you've been on the air, but I still repeat it because even though there's a general theme, it's still an individual reading. So if some things sound like you've heard them, that's because you're one of these people that's in this cycle of waiting for the next thing to start up. All right? Now, from those seeds that you've planted, with the relationship and you moving through a lot of these old patterns and a lot of these things that no longer serve you in your relationship, once you get to this end of August into September, I want you to slow down because there's somebody that is going to be coming into your life, okay, at a more substantial level. I'm not quite sure, and I almost want to say that this is not a totally new person. But it's a person that's not been available, but they are going to be available coming up soon. All right? Do you know who this would be? You don't have to stay on the air, but I just...
Well, there's a gentleman that I see every once in a while when I go walking, and he's become a little bit more friendly, and I just have a feeling that he wants to reach out to me, and I don't know if it's him. He's the only one that I've come into contact with. Not dating. I haven't met anybody.
Okay. That would make sense because I don't feel like this person is new, but they don't feel like an old friend either. So thank you for that. Definitely feel like this person is, time-wise, though, they may not be as available right now, but they will be, which could mean why you guys would become closer, in the coming future, because in the near future, because there will be a space created so this person is not as busy. I wouldn't definitely take that to the bank about this person, but if that's the person that's been around you, like I said, I feel like there is already a familiarity with the person. Now, that's not even the biggest piece of this. The bigger piece is that this cycle that you're ready for and you're ready to step into, you don't want to move again, I've said this today already, quickly, all right? You don't want to move too quickly further than what you can see with the light right on top of you. If you do, because you will have a tendency, now I really hear this more with relationship than I do with career. When that relationship gets off the ground, like I feel like I said, in the August into September, there's something more substantial there. I don't want you to think in terms of long term. Like, I'm not saying this relationship won't be long term, but it's so important for you not to project it outward. And when I say project outward long term, I'm talking looking at this person going, I wonder what it would look like if we were married, or I wonder, like, don't put yourself in a faraway picture frame. Keep it in the moment. Stay in the moment. And the reason I say that is because there's some issues that may come up that this person is dealing with that you may look at as deal breaker, okay? Some people, when they get in relationships or when they meet someone and they find out things about a person and they go, you know, that's a deal breaker. There are some legitimate deal breakers when you come into a relationship. But I'm giving you a heads up today that the person that I see around that end of August into September has a few issues that may be a deal breaker, but if you put a little bit more patience with it, it won't be. It won't be an issue at all. Okay?
Okay.
Remember I told you this.
Yes,
because it's just a couple of things that, you know, and it's nothing wrong with, you know, setting your standards or putting out there what you want in a relationship. But sometimes we get blinded by our own judgment that when we judge others by where they are in their lives, we tend to forget. And when a relationship comes across your path or when you get involved with someone, it's usually a frequency match. So you have to make sure that before you dismiss it, that you look in the mirror and make sure that, you know what I mean, with a little more time and patience, that this person may also move out of their space, you know, move out of that, whatever they're in, into a better space or whatever the deal breaker is, that they'll be healed from that and they can, you know, then have a healthy relationship with you. Now,
yeah,
there are times when I don't care how much time or space you give it. It just is. It's a deal breaker. But the way that you know and the way that you can help get some clarity or maybe a little bit more of an understanding is that you would have to go to someone that can like a reader or someone that can see a little bit higher up, okay? Someone that can see a little bit further out, and that's where I come in.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, though, most people would say, well, you know, I go through what my gut is telling me, but your gut, sometimes when you mull things over in your head, you're not trusting your gut anyway. You're trusting what your brain is telling you, and because you've put so much in there, you can't really trust that sometimes, okay, when it comes to relationships, because there's a lot of components to that. It's different than career, because with career you don't really have, I mean, you could, but it's not really tinged with emotional baggage, okay? But in relationships and partnerships, more on a romantic level, those tend to have a lot of emotional things tinged in there, okay, if that makes sense. So sometimes you need someone, a reader or someone that can see above it and can tell you, like, hey, this person is really, you know, working through some issues. They're not going to be the same person in 6 months. You're not going to recognize them. Now, there's times when our spirit guides or God will have us in a season of clearing things alone, by ourselves, without a partnership. But this person, okay, that I see that is going to be clearing some things out, it is actually better for them at that stage to be in the partnership and to help clear those things out. All right?
Okay.
There are times when both. There's times when, you know what I mean, we need to do some releasing by ourselves, but there's times when it's okay to be in a partnership and to release some of those little last, you know, those last-minute residual things that we're still holding on to. Sometimes that actually helps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Depending on where you are with it.
Yeah, because I've cleared here by myself, and I needed to do that. But
right.
You're saying that I may be there with him or for him. Or
right.
Him. Okay.
Yes. That will only happen when, now not everything, because you can't take away that person's spiritual lessons. You know, that's something different when that happens. But there are those situations where, because the person that holds the greater degree of light, they have to, you know, kind of hold that light so the other person can, you know, you're not anchoring it in for them. Let me put that out there, because that person has to do their own spiritual work. But sometimes you kind of shine a light on things that need attention drawn to them, okay?
Yeah.
And that can be challenging, because then you're the one, once you shine that light, you then sometimes have to remove yourself from the judgment of it, and you also have to remove yourself from the outcome, all right, and just trust that everything will work in the divine right order that it's supposed to. And that can be challenging. It's easier said than done, trust me.
It sounds sort of like a contract that I have.
Yeah, it is. It really
okay.
is. Yeah, but
okay.
you got it. But in order to honor that contract, one person has to be able to, you know, like I said, anchor that light in so that your ego is not taking the wheel. you know,
because
that's very easy to do.
Yeah, and I'm learning to live from the heart. So
exactly.
My heart is, I'm learning that, and I'm there. I believe
absolutely.
There.
That's going to help you tremendously.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're saying August 5th, there's going to be a turnaround with my career. Is this something that I'm already involved in, or is there something brand new coming? Or
I feel like new, but I feel like you already have a foot in it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been so frustrated lately. I like what I do, but I just feel like I'm trapped, like I'm not free, and I need to be free because I freed myself from everything else. And I need my freedom. I need to be able to take my days off. And I haven't been able to.
Yeah, you really do. That's really important for you. You know, I don't know if, and maybe you can examine that piece of it, but when I say I saw one foot in, I feel like you're not totally walking away from what you're doing, but you're definitely not going to be doing it the same way, if that makes sense.
Well, that'll be good. I don't mind what I do as long as there's more freedom and there's less statistics, if I could say that.
No, I got you. And I feel like I feel like it has purpose around it. So it feels like you're there because that's definitely in alignment with who you are spiritually.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you're right. You're too restricted in the way that it's being done now. So there's a change coming so that where spirit has that aligned so that you'll be more in alignment with what is better suited for you, but not totally out of it.
Yes, because I need to be able to do my healing or I need to be able to give myself in a more spiritual way and still be able to do my job and make a living. You see what I mean? I mean, that's the most important thing to me. Like when you say this relationship is going to need my assistance in a way. That's very important to me. That's very important to me to help somebody.
Yep. Absolutely.
In an unconditional way. Unconditionally.
Right. Yeah. And that's it's challenging because remember, sometimes it'll trigger certain emotions within you. Because they're releasing, so your emotions may link into some of that release, you know? And then if you react on it, it prolongs it. So you have to really be a strong person spiritually to do that for someone. And you're ready. You know, I'm definitely giving you this message from a place of you being ready to do that. You're coming into that time frame. So it's not, I don't see that it will be not, you know, a good thing or that it will drag you down emotionally. I feel like you're going to be very supportive with that person and you're ready.
I am. Yep. I'm looking forward to it. You gave me a lot of hope.
Well, I'm so thankful that I can help you today. And I really am. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in today.
Well, I want to thank you because I was feeling really down and there's nothing that more that brings me up is when I could help somebody. And I will do it unconditionally with love from my heart. So thank you. I'm glad that's coming.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And congratulations. It's coming. It's coming.
Thank you so much. You be blessed this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Bless
you.
And call us back and let us know how stuff goes. You know, that's what we've been missing, our phraseology.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, call us back and do some confirmation and let us know how things go.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. All righty. Oh, we had some. Oops. Okay, there we go. Okay, we're going to get like the 90-second mark, so I'm going to say I just want to make sure, are you okay to do a little bit? Do you have a little bit of extra time today that you can hang with us, Leslie? Okay, all righty. In that case, if you guys will hang on there on the switchboard, we have 229-719-347 and 928, so we will get to all you guys today. And thank you, guys. I want to say thank you to everybody in chat. I'm not sure if Blog has. I think Blog got the Blog Talk got the difficulty with when we go off air. They don't automatically kick everybody out of the chat room. We've been seeing, like, the past week, you know, people have actually been surviving. So it's like we think they we have that point, you know, that one fixed now, which is great. But if you want to hear the rest of the show and the rest of readings live here, you guys can call in right now before we go off air. It's 347-838-8864. And you know, you don't have to be in the queue. You know, don't push one if you just want to listen. Sometimes people can hear it. You know, I mean, I guess when people are on Skype, they can hear it, and it's like sometimes other computers, it just, you know, goes to better space when we go off the live recording. So whatever works with whatever computer system you got going, guys. Okay, we're down to about
and also, too,
if you're going to call in, call in.
Hey, Kel, I want to tell everybody, too. Hey, I want to tell everybody, too, if they want to contact me for a reading, they can contact me at Leslie Journey. And that's at hotmail.com. So just email me the time that works for you. I can tell you my rates. If you mention the show, I take $25 off the reading. I can tell you how much my readings are if you email me, and we can go from there. I don't want anyone to feel like they can't get a reading if they don't, you know, for financial reasons. So contact me. I work with everyone, and we go from there. So that's lesliejourney@hotmail.com. I just wanted to put that out there, Kelly.
Yes, absolutely. That's important. Also, she's on Facebook. So if you guys, you know, if you guys are on Facebook and you're not so much into email, she's there. I don't know if you Skype or not, but if you're old fashioned and you like the phone system bit, you know, it's like try there's always a local library. Well, I was gonna say there's always a local library. It's free to get your own email. You know, you can do a guest account thing, and you can email her and say, hey, I need your phone number because that's the only way I roll, and I'm not into the computer, so she can do that.
Yeah.
All righty. Oh, my goodness. All right. And let's see here. Okay, let's start with 229. We're going to get you on, and away we go. We're going to finish up here in the home stretch. 229, you're on.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Hey, what can I do for you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask two little small questions about my landlord. I went around there this morning, and she told me she had filed at a small plain court for eviction. But I told her I had the money. And I don't believe she had already filed, but I went by the courts, and they said that she had came in there about 10:30-something, almost 11, but I had went by her office way before that time. Did she really go up there and file it? Because it's costing me an extra $75 to pay my rent.
Okay. Let me tell you this. The first thing, I'm getting a really, like, bad headache. This person that you're dealing with, this landlord, you know, you need to really, you do understand you need to get out of there, right?
Yes, ma'am, I really do.
Okay, because I don't feel like this is even about the rent, and it's not about her filing for eviction. This is about you getting out. Now, there is a place already that you need to go. I tell people, when I do this work, I will give what my guys are giving me, but I feel like I want to get really stern with you about this. Like, I feel like this is almost a sign that, because you had a little incident with this person before, and they're saying this is like warning number two, that it's a sign that it's time to start moving in a different direction. You're going to cause yourself a lot of headache and upset because of this if you don't just let it go. Now, I know it's a difficult thing because I've been in a situation similar with a, you know, in a business sense, of where I know that the person wasn't practicing, having good business practice, and they were just, you know, they weren't doing the right thing, but I had to walk away because if I stayed, it was going to be detrimental to me, not the other person. And I feel like energetically right now, you can't afford to put your energy out like this with this person, okay? Because they're not a very forgiving or kind person. They're actually pretty cold, this landlord. I don't know. Does she have other properties? Because she's about to get in a little heat herself about some stuff.
Exactly, yeah. She goes out of town and be gone like 4 or 5 days and come back to another apartment complex out of town. Because she recently had been in the court because deputy secretaries that used to work there told me she was doing some things illegal.
Yep, yeah. She's about to get, Buzz, thank you for that confirmation. She's about to get herself in some big trouble, bigger than what you, the trouble you got going on. What's in your best interest is to really, really start that process of moving forward, okay? That means, and I'm going to tell you, they're giving me a time frame that you need to be out. I don't know when your lease is up, but I feel like around September the 15th, you need to either know where you're going or you need to be gone. The reason why September the 15th is important, do you have a birthday or something coming up?
Yes, ma'am. September the 10th. Wow. You're good.
Yeah. By the 15th, you got to be gone, okay? And like I said, if you're not gone, you need to know where you're going. It's such an important step for you. And that woman, don't you worry, karma is coming back. She's going to get what she's putting out. She's got a lot of legal stuff that's going to be coming up her pike. She is not a very nice person. She's not happy with herself either. And honestly, when she went up there, I don't feel like initially that's what she did, but she went back because they're showing me twice. So on the second time, she went and filed it. She did because they're showing me something that's actually on paper. So you got me? So go ahead. Like I said, keep doing what you need to do to move forward and get up out of there. All right? Not a good place for you to
be. Did you see me finding a place?
I do. They're actually telling me there's some place now that you know that you didn't really want to go there. Now, are you dating somebody? What's going on?
No, I wish I was. I'm not dating anyone right now.
Okay, well, after this move, I feel like there is going to be somebody that comes in to your life. But you got to get out of where you are. Now, if you don't know where it is, I feel like there's an area. Because there's somebody that you know that lives in an area that you kind of been looking at, and you've been wondering if it would be a good move. I feel like it puts you around somebody that you know. And it is a good move for you. Like, and I don't think, just because that other person, what's stopping you is because the other person is having some issues, and you don't want to put yourself back in the same situation that you already are in. But this is what I'm telling you. Just because they're having issues and problems right now, that's not your karmic debt. Just because it's not a good place for them doesn't mean like it's not a good place for you. Just like the person that moves into your apartment, it'll be a good fit for them, but it's not a good fit for you. You got me?
Right. Yes. I've been there almost 6 years, and I keep telling them when I renew my lease, you're supposed to get your carpet clean. I haven't got my carpet cleaned since I've been there.
Yeah.
And does she hate me? Does she have some kind of animosity with me, or is she prejudiced or something?
No, it's not you at all. It's not even personal. It's this person. She's not a good person. Like, and I don't want to judge this woman in a sense of her being a bad or good person, but I will tell you, her intentions are not, they're not the best, and they're not in divine right order. They're very, very deceitful. And because she's that type of a person, she's got some things headed her way that are not going to be very forgiving in the sense of, you know, she's got to go through some things, okay, because she's actually taking a few people through some things. So, but, you know, everybody's only responsible for their own lesson in this. So I want to concentrate on yours versus hers because she didn't call me. You know what I mean? So I don't want to put her spiritual stuff out there. But for you, this is definitely a sign that it's time to move on. And I would definitely look at places that you had already been considering because I feel like out of that, there's a place. You got me?
Yes, ma'am. Will it be a house or apartment? Because I really wanted to move. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, I felt like it was around other people. So if it's a house, it's going to be – and I think, honestly, right now, a house is too much for you. you need another apartment for right now, okay?
Yeah, it's just right.
You need to, I really feel like it's an apartment that is in a around a person that you already know. Like it might be where one of your friends lives at or a relative, but somebody already lives in that place, but they're not exactly having the best time there, but that's because it's not a place for them.
Right.
It would be a better fit for you.
Okay, because I'm going to search and see which apartment complex I, because I know my nephew stays in an apartment complex. He roommates with another guy, and that's a nice little place.
Yeah, it's somebody you already know lives there.
Right.
But now, is he having issues or problems over there?
No, not to my knowledge. I don't think so.
Okay.
But not with the landlord. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But it's definitely somebody you know already lives in that place. I would definitely check that out because it's going to put you by someone. So
right.
That might be the person I see. If you don't know anybody else, like a friend or anybody else that's in a place, a complex, then that would be it. I would definitely have to go with that.
Okay. Will I have enough money to make this transition?
You have some back pay coming in September.
Wow. From where?
I don't know. There's some back pay that's due you. It's going to be like that first week of September. You'll know.
Okay, because I know that I had to file an appeal on my unemployment benefits, and I have not received a check since April of this year. So they sent me, I did a hearing, and they denied it. So I got to do another. I got a request for on the 25th of this month. I'm going to send out for another hearing. To have it. At that time, would I receive the benefits then?
Yeah, that feels right to me because it feels like it's coming from like a government like issue type of thing. Like and I see a 7, so I feel like it might be 7 something. But you need to need to go forward with putting that appeal in. You're gonna get that money the first week of September. It'll help you with the move. That's why I said you gotta be gone by the 15th, okay?
Oh, I definitely will, yes ma'am. And the second thing I just wanted to ask, every time I go in this store, it's a girl named Kenya. What's her name? Kenya? Kendra. And she doesn't want to wait on me as a employee at a BP service station. And last night she didn't wait on me. She went and got the manager to wait on me. What is her problem towards me? And would she get fired?
I feel like that girl is, there's some issues going on there mentally. And I don't know if, I think she's going to lose her job, but not because of you. Like she's got about 3 weeks there. And something's going to happen. She doesn't just do that with you. She's had something very traumatic happen in her life. And it scarred her. Okay? But she hasn't taken the time to deal with it. It has nothing to do with you. And don't take that in. Don't suck that up. Because they're kind of catching on. You're not the only person this has happened to. They won't share that with you, but you're not the only one. And about 3 weeks, they're going to be getting rid of her.
Wow. Yeah, I hate that, but, yeah, still.
It's not just you. It's some other things going on there with her.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. How can I reach you?
You can contact me via email. My first name is Leslie, Leslie, and Journey, Journey, and that's at hotmail.com. And you can just send me an email on there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will get back with you if you want to schedule a reading. Let me know what times you're available, And and then I'll check my schedule, and then we can schedule. If you're listening to the show, I always take $25 off if you came in through the show. And I can tell you, once we talk a little bit more on email and I see what your needs are, we can decide whether you want a half hour or an hour reading, and we can go from there.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and good luck to you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank all of you. I love you all. Thank you.
I love you too, Melvin. It's going to be all right.
Okay.
Thank you, Melvin, for calling in. It's like I remember you had called in earlier, and it's like, and I knew this would be a better day for you to call in. So I'm so glad you got to call back in. It's awesome.
Yeah, and thank you so much. You all so nice to me.
Aw, you're so welcome, Melvin. Thank you.
I love you all. All right.
All
I will be sending an email out. I will.
Okay.
Especially on my son as well.
We
want to
know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my son is doing pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Really good.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
God bless.
Okay. God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, Melvin. Yes. Yeah, he had actually called in earlier this week, and I told him to call back because I knew you were going to be on today.
Oh, good.
He's got
I needed
a lot
to talk
of things going on, man. You did. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, he's really at the at the end of a cycle, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
I told him the 15th, I said, you got a birthday. He says, yes, September 10th. I thought I would fall over because.
Yeah, I'm sitting there going, wow. That was really
I was like, yeah, that's pretty close.
but see, the extra money, see, that's what he was asking me was about the extra money and stuff and the, because they're doing something wrong with him because he got fired, and it's like they didn't pay him his workers' comp like they were supposed to, and it's like, I told him it was going to be a fight. I said it's like the government. It's like you have to do it three times as a charm is what they kept giving me.
But he's
going to
get it.
Eventually come in.
He's going to get it.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Okay, we got three more. We got 719, 347, and 928. And thank you guys for hanging on here. Here we go, 719.
Hi.
You are on live with us.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Julia.
Hello.
Thanks for taking
Julia.
My call.
Hi, Julia. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm coming to the end of a very long marriage, 30 years, and basically once I file for divorce, everything is going to change my whole life. So I thought, well, this is a good time to call and get some guidance.
All right. So you just want to make sure you're doing the right thing, or you want to see where this path is going to lead you?
See where the path is going to lead. And, well, both, really, if you get that, that's great. because I have been back and forth a little bit with it. So it's like I know it's the right choice for me, but, a little fear pops in and a little, am I doing the right thing, so.
Yep, gotcha. All right. I'll tell you when I'm getting here.
Okay.
The first thing, I am really feeling that, yes, you made some good choices and decisions with this. It was almost like you would get so far and you would decide and then you revert back. And then, you did this for a while, okay?
Yes.
But you're at this point now where it's the point of no return. So you've been successful in moving through this stage of it. However, I definitely do not want to partner you up for a while with anyone, okay? You're about to go on a self-discovery phase in your life, all right? Now, it's a little bit different than the self-discovery of trying to figure out who you are. You know exactly who you are. You're not trying to find yourself. But you're definitely going to find a different aspect of yourself that you were disconnected from while you were in your partnership, okay?
Okay.
There's different reasons why, and sometimes, I've talked to several people today that are in the season of opening up to a new partnership. You're the first one of the day that is, well, I shouldn't say the first one, but you're at the cusp of releasing an old relationship so that you can embark on what most people have been in the sense of that downtime, that alone time, okay? Now, it's going to be a little slightly different for you. With your downtime, you're not really going to be down, all right? You're going to be very social through this next chapter. The reason you're going to be so social and there's going to be so many different things coming your way to be a part of social activities is because I feel like there's a career move that is going to be junctured up with that sociable lifestyle, all right? Like networking. Now, sometimes there's a period in your life where you need the support of a partner, and I just had a call like this, wonderful Susan, where you need the support of a partner to embark on the new road or path that is laying before you. Yours is just the opposite. This path that you're on, that you've stepped your foot on, is a good one for you. It's good. It's going to be productive. And I don't feel like it's going to be lonely at all. But you're not going to be tied down in the sense of how you were. I don't feel restricted. I feel a sense of freedom. And it's a sense of freedom to allow you to be who you are, because I feel like in that partnership you were restricted in being who you fully are, okay? It's never the other person that does that. We do it to ourselves in a sense, okay, because we allow those restrictions to be put on us. You know what I mean? No one can do anything to us that we don't allow them to, you know, as long as they're not holding us down or putting us down against our free will. But I do feel like you're coming into more of letting a space of letting your voice be heard, not in a destructive way, but more in a constructive way, not destructive, constructive. Because part of that social lifestyle that I see and that intermingling with people, letting your voice come out is going to be important. So you must have come through a time frame where that voice has been not very open and very vocal. Is this true?
Yes, that's true.
All right. Thank you very much for that confirmation. I want you to make sure this, in the next piece of this path that you're stepped on or that you're on, that you don't let anyone talk you into a mold or pattern, and I will explain what I mean by that. You don't owe anyone any explanations. You do not have to prove to people that the space that you're in is the right space for you. There are several people that feel that you're not making the right choice or decision. Okay?
Okay.
The reason they feel that way is because they're afraid of what will come of you or to you because of your choices. All right? They think they have your best interest at heart, but they don't even have a clue of what would be best for you at this point. All right? This feels like relatives to me. It doesn't, and I'm not even quite sure if it's coming from your side or your ex-spouse's side, but I just feel like there's people that don't know all the details.
Right.
Okay? And they're having, their opinion should not definitely have any weight in this at all. It will be because of habit. Sometimes there's a little bit too much attention drawn, you know, taken into consideration from other people's opinions. Just keep reminding yourself you don't have to, all right?
Okay.
Very important. The other thing, once, and you will, you're going to, there's a lot of things going here over the next couple of months for so many people, but again, I need to tailor this for you. Around August the 11th, you're going to start a process in your life that will bring back an aspect. that you lost in your relationship. It's going to seem very unfamiliar to you when you go through this. It's going to be almost like you feel like you're having an out-of-body experience. You're not losing your mind. You're not going to be going crazy, but you have a gift that's going to be coming through around that time, okay?
Okay.
A spiritual gift. And I don't want you to try and use that gift to help other people. I don't want you to use that gift. And, I mean, again, I tell people you got free will choice, but you asking me and I give you what's in your highest and greatest good. I would not try and use that gift as a new toy to help people, because you're going to be very amazed at what starts to come through for you. You're very gifted, and the fact that you have removed something that was stagnant in your life is going to allow one of these gifts to come rushing through. Okay?
Okay.
The reason why you don't need to help other people with this is because it's not been given to you. It's not time for that. You will eventually, but it's not time. And it will be fun because you'll be thinking, oh, my God, I can see this. I really know this. Or whatever you're sensing. I'm not to tell you exactly what that gift is. Sometimes I do, but your guides are very specific about me not saying what that gift is right now, okay? And I trust
okay.
that when they tell me that. But when,
okay.
but when it comes through, you're going to be, it's like a new toy, because you're going to be very excited that you have this ability, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to use that gift, and your guides are actually wanting you to use that gift to help yourself through this next stretch. That means whatever this gift is, it's going to be a really powerful spiritual tool for you to get through those moments where you feel like you're not getting clarity, or when you feel like you don't know where the next step is, okay?
Okay.
When you use this gift, it's going to help you to know that you're in the right place, that you're stepping on the right, you know, foundation in everything that you do, because your life is so different, and it's going to be even more different in the coming months. So just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
Different does not have to mean scary, but sometimes different can be scary because you're not used to doing things that way. It's just the same as if you have a person that's a planner, and they always plan everything, but they come into a season in their life where their sense of planning won't work in this particular case, all right? They can't plan it because they don't even know what's going to happen next week. That's technically how life is supposed to be. You're supposed to stay in the moment. You know, we're not supposed to think about, you know, what's up so far ahead that we lose our footing in the present. So you're going to get a spiritual tool that's going to help you to develop that gift a little bit easier, all right, or to develop that tool a little bit easier. So just be open for that. Again, I caution you, don't use it to help other people, all right? It takes a lot. When you get gifts that come in, sometimes it takes a lot of energy out of you when you use it, all right? But you get so excited and you don't think about it in those terms because you're just like, ooh, this is fun, you know what I mean? And you might get, it might be accurate, but it's using a part of your physical energy that you haven't been trained or learned how to set boundaries around, all right? And I don't want someone taking the energy that you have because you really need all of that for this transition you're going through. You got me?
Yes.
And we can't help other people until we help ourselves. So you're not at a phase of helping other people, but you will be amazed at this gift. Now, I'm not going to say that you can't maybe share, like I see one person that you might be able to share that with, but don't even go in trying to help them because it's like a cord that connects once you start using that gift. And once that cord's connected, if you don't know what you're doing, like I said, it will drain energy that you need. You know, you have to learn how to use it without draining your physical energy, and you're not there yet. So very, very cautious around that, all right?
Okay.
All right. That, I don't really see any regrets about your decision or choice. and I feel like you're on a good path. Once that gift comes in, you'll feel a little bit better about some of the choices you're making. But if you can hang in there a little bit, know that you've made some good choices, things are going to work out beautifully for you. And you're going to have a lot of things that weren't available to you before become available now just because you've changed a lot of things energetically with you in your life. All right?
Excellent. Yeah, I so am ready for some happiness and fun and joy and
yeah, it's coming.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, and don't hesitate. Like I said, I see you sociable. Like you're in a lot of different areas. Like, you know, you're out, you're having fun, and that is what you're supposed to be doing in this next juncture. You didn't have any of that before, so they're kind of breaking the chains that bound you before, all right?
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that something, you know, for employment is going to be connected too, because that was part of, you know, the fear of moving forward is because, you know,
right,
I'm going to be 53 and returning to the workforce, and it's like, oh my gosh, can I do this? Are they going to look at me and say, oh, you're old?
You know? No. Well, no, and let me tell you something. Actually, you know, your situation was holding you back from some things. You know, it's like when you have stagnant energy in your life, and when energy is stagnant and not moving, nothing's moving. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people a lot of times your career parallels with relationship, which parallels with, you know, some of your personal challenges in a sense of when you're going through one thing sometimes, you know, it can be a domino effect. You know, not always. Like if you might have something out of balance in one area, and if you get it in balance in enough time, then it won't affect other areas, but eventually it's a ripple effect, you know? So keeping that in mind that, you know, you stepping on that, out of that is definitely, you know, working. It's a positive thing, and it's working in your favor.
Good. As far as the divorce itself, how do you see that going?
My hands are sticky. It's sticky.
Oh, sticky.
Yeah, sticky. That means not difficult, but sticky. You know, it's like, yeah, like my I got to give you what they were giving me. Like my hands feel sticky. Like it feels like I got like something, like when I want to pull like caramel or something, like you're sticky. Or I've been eating something sweet. Like it's sweet, but the sweetness is gone, and all I have is sticky hands.
Okay.
Got me? Yeah, my guys are hilarious, girl. They have such a sense of humor. I tell you what.
Awesome.
All the candy is gone, and all I have is the stickiness on my hands. Yeah.
Maybe a little around your mouth.
Yeah, a little bit. Right. You are absolutely right. You could tell there's been something going on.
Something good with
yep.
Hair. Awesome.
I was going to say, there's like the one thing I did get her for right at the beginning was like, I actually got a song title. Remember that old one? It's like, you know, breaking up is hard to do. You know, they say that breaking up is
yes,
hard to do.
Yes, Neil Sedaka,
it's hard to make those changes, but it's like, yeah, it's like I was sitting there just listening to Leslie's. Like we are awestruck with Leslie. We are, because she's so good on it. You know, she's so good with what she gets, and it's like, yeah. But I totally agree with her. It's like, whatever situation, you know, you were in, it's like, I don't know if it was a surprise or not, or if you saw it coming, but it's like, you know, you've been unhappy for a while in the relationship,
yes.
And it really is, it's time for you to be happy. You've got to have joy in your life. It's like, it's
right.
Time for you to be
happy. I'm ready for it. Believe me,
yeah.
I'm beyond ready. That's my prayer,
yeah.
to be happy and joyful and just the sweetness of life. That's what I want. So
yeah, it's
awesome.
Coming. It's
yeah.
Coming,
awesome.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
You've allowed a space for it now, so it's on its way.
Awesome. Well,
yep.
Thank you so much, both of you. God bless you, and have a great rest of the day. And thank you again for taking my call. And thank you, Leslie, for hanging in there for us.
Oh, you're so welcome, sweetheart. God bless you. I'm glad I was able to stay on the line.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Take care.
And, you know,
thanks
call,
again.
Yeah, I was going to say, call us back. You know, Bonnie's, we're usually on here Monday through Thursday, so it's like, you know, let us know how things go, because, you know, it's like we're Sometimes, if, even if you don't just have a question, you know, it's like, you know, you can call us and just say, hey, I just need to talk a little bit, and here's what's going on. So it's like, you know, share a little bit with what's going on. So absolutely, we like to hear what's going on.
All right. Thanks again. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. Let's see here. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Block has been really, I don't know, I think I have a gremlin in the back room with me here. So, well, no, I mean, it's like the switchboard's been, you know, things have been clicking on and off, and I've been sitting here going, I'm going to have a talk with Bonnie and go, okay, either somebody hacked her account because somebody's on the switchboard with me, not just me, and I don't know who it is. But anyway, we have got area codes. Yeah, I know. We got two more to go. We got 347 and 928. So 347, we're going to – thank you for hanging in there, too. You got on. Yay. Hello, 347. You're on. Uh-oh, are you muted? Yeah, I'm hearing this.
Take your mute off, 347.
Hearing something in the background there. Not sure what it is. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna put it back and hear it really quick. It's like I haven't hung up on it. And we're gonna go to 928. You're on.
Oh, hello. Thank you so very much.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Who is this I'm speaking with?
This is Maggie. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. How are you?
Oh. I'm hanging in.
I've been wiped out by the supermoon for the past 2 weeks. I don't know if you got to hear Ron, but yesterday he talked about the super full moon in Capricorn, how it's, you know, a Capricorn is the detriment of the moon, blah, blah, blah. And it's like some people, it just, you know, laid him out on the floor several days before and after. So
That would be me. I have to peel myself up off the floor. These energies are just kicking my behind.
Oh, I know. I know. It's something else, Maggie. It really is right now. Really intense stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just what's being handed to us, let's say, from the heavens, but it's what's being dredged up from the opposite.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Dredged up to be released. Remember this. It's like somebody was on here in the past week or so and said, you know, a lot of the things coming up, a lot of the, you know, if you can think of it like, you know, the storm at the ocean, you know, where you get all the flotsam and the jetsam and stuff, and, you know, stuff is dredged up from the bottom and thrown up on the beach. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
We are being vivified, you know, like the metal melted down and the icky stuff floats to the top and we get to skim it off so we're a purer product. Yeehaw.
And then we make, like, beach combers going through all of the interesting stuff.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
What can I do for you, Maggie, today?
Well, I'm just kind of like wondering what's in store for me. I guess it would be considered like money-wise and love-wise. And dare the two meet.
Okay. And Maggie's also been trying to focus on the beautiful things, bringing in beautiful things in life, like the arts and the, let's see, what was it, the arts and the fine paintings. And it's like in the very last thing she mentioned that all of us jumped on was a hot foreign man. It's like, okay, Maggie.
Yeah.
What a contrast to where I'm living.
All right. Well, let's see here. I definitely, now, there is, you have three intervals of, let's talk about finances for a second.
Okay.
There's three intervals of money I see coming in. The first wave, I feel like, now, they're doing September, October, November, but the waves are not in each month, but it's just, it looks that way, and let me try and figure out how my guys, they would, oh my goodness, okay. Are you, if you don't mind me asking, are you a reader or a,
she's Reiki 1 and 2, yes she does, she's gifted, it's like she's just finally coming out of the closet like so many of us are.
Okay. All right.
Reiki
good.
Level 1 and 2, and she's a tree card reader, and she has really amazing intuition, and she does the Tom Kenyon stuff with the pranic tube, and it's like, you would be amazed, Leslie.
No, well, not by what I'm seeing. I won't. Yeah, for what I'm seeing, that confirms it. Yeah, definitely amazed, but boy. Okay. So,
and she's like all of us. You know, we can't see the forest for the trees, so we call into someone else to, you know, figure
right,
out what
no,
our stuff is because we're
yeah.
way too close to it.
Right. No, I do the same thing. No, I just because it, you know, when you give a reading for someone that has a higher frequency, it's a very different reading. You know what I mean? So I always,
right.
I think I get a kick out of it because. What my guides show me, I'm like, I'm talking to a reader. Like, I just know, or I'm talking to someone at a higher frequency. So
yeah.
I have to say that I'm getting that same feeling. And this way, because I'm like, why are they giving me this message this way? And they usually wouldn't do that for someone that is really of a different frequency. That's all I got to say. But anyway, so, okay. This,
all right.
Let me... Yeah, let me point out this September, October, November. Okay, there's a wave. And I feel like, but it doesn't go from, like, September small and gets bigger by November. It's just like each month has its own wave. Okay? Now, September is a – do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like rising tide coming in.
Like a tsunami of money?
Okay. That's
right,
nice.
Sure
that's but let me tell you though, seriously, you reach these peaks in each month. So September you're gonna reach a peak. But and it's a wave, but you know, it's not like a consistent across the board thing. There's like these waves and it's like September, October, November, but they wave in like it reaches a peak in each one of those months. And eventually once you get to December, it's just like you're riding the wave all the way out. But it's Healy from September through. Just know that, okay? That
wow.
means that your money situation is definitely headed in a good direction. But if you can ride the wave, you'll be okay.
Okay.
Got me?
Gotcha, because right now
remember
it's
that
perfect.
When
the tide
you peak
is low.
Out. Yeah, remember that when you peak, because you might, like when you come down, your emotions will come down with it, and you'll be going, oh, my God, you know, what is, but it just comes right back up. Like the wave comes in, like it doesn't even have a chance to bottom out before it's back up again. So just remember that in the coming 3 months. That's what
okay.
I need to tell you about your finances. You asked me about relationships, right?
Yes.
Now, there's somebody currently smitten on you, and I'm going to use that word smitten.
There is.
No comment. Yeah, there's somebody smitten on you. Now, let me tell you why they use that old term. That's so funny. Smitten can mean somebody that you don't know has an attraction for you, all right? It can mean both. You could know, but smitten is putting it in a way that you may not be aware of who this is.
I don't think I am.
Did you have a business?
So the place she lives in is like people at the dog park miss her. She is her email is called, you know, the tallest beauty, and there's a reason for this.
Oh,
and gorgeous. It's like I'm just surprised she doesn't have 20 guys over there, man.
Yeah,
okay.
But they're all like 70 and 80.
Well, that's so funny. Oh, my God, that is hilarious. But, no, this is – there is really somebody that's not 70 or 80 that is smitten on you. Now, let me explain a little bit more of what I see around this. I feel like – now, you understand why I use the word smitten, because you may not be aware of who it is. But
right.
I feel like that they're going to be, it's going to be coming out. I almost wanted to go to the 27th of July, but they wanted to stretch me out a little bit more. The 27th of July, which is not ironic that it's going to be a month from August the 27th, too, because I still feel like I want to highlight July 27th, but not in the sense of,
the person that's smitten on you coming forward. July 27th is significant for that person, all right? And they don't have the confidence level to approach you just yet. But after July 27th, something's going to shift with that person. And they're going to have about that 30-day time frame to August 27th to get it together, all right? Because there's a good chance. You don't know this. I'm kind of giving you, this VIP file right now, because this is like looking at the coin from the other side and you being on the other side. You got me?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the other person's perspective, yeah. How are he seeing her?
Yeah. So the 27th is a major time frame for the other person to step out of that level of fear to approach you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You'll definitely, I don't feel like you'll be disappointed in a sense of who this person is, even if you don't know them. There's characteristics about their personality that will be complement yours. All right? Mm-hmm. They have an energy that complements yours. So you won't be all weirded out or, grossed out or feeling like, oh my God, who in the world is this? I feel like you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I hope so, because if it's somebody I know, I would be disappointed.
Well, let me tell you something. Okay, let me tell you. This has come up earlier today with someone. Not necessarily in this way, but my guys are making me feel like I need to discuss this with you too. This person has a little bit of a gambling hand, all right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I haven't mentioned anything about gambling today, but the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I feel like it's a vice that they have.
Oh,
nobody on the air knows who this person is, so it's not like I'm disclosing someone else's weak point.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
But I'm telling you because it's not going to be deal breaker, I feel, but it's information for you, all right?
It'd be like a verification.
Yes. Okay?
Okay.
I don't feel like it's not going to be one of those things where they can't walk away, but it could be a little bit more than what you want to deal with at the moment. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen people kill themselves over such things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Gotcha. But I don't want you to project that into this with this person. That's why you're getting a heads up on it, because it's going to look like
they're going to sell my car while it's in the parking lot or something.
No. No. No, they're not like that. No. They won't do that. But you will be wondering if it's a deal breaker, because that's something that you kind of were frown upon. But they're kind of telling you a little bit ahead of time, don't be so quick to prejudge that. Because I feel like this person is about at the end of their rope with it. Like they're tired. They're tired of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're like they've put it behind them.
Right. Right. Now, honestly, there's something there, and you'll discover that later as to why you and this other person are a complement to each other. Okay.
Hmm.
I don't want to, and every once in a while I have to do that over the air. I don't give there's certain things I won't give. But just know that it's going to be a compliment to you with this person. You guys will compliment each other's energy. I'll just put it that way. All right?
Oh, that would be pleasant. I'd like that.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes when that happens, if you haven't fully healed through your own shadow stuff, it'll come up. So just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind as you're going along. When it comes up, you just make sure that you keep that light shined on yourself
and address any issues or things that come up with self, all right, first.
Okay.
Always looking right, okay? And if you do that, I feel like it will be a very healthy relationship that you'll have in the fall months leading into the spring, and I see longevity behind it if you want it. I'm not saying that you're riding off in the sunset right away, because there are a few things that you guys are going to be clearing up first in going in the relationship. That means sometimes that happens. Sometimes there's just a little karmic residue that we might have to clean up with a partner or, you know, someone before we get with them, because we all have baggage. So,
right.
But don't look at it as though there's like a lot of cleanup, like you got to clean up on aisle six. You know what I mean? Like you just got a wet spill.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to evacuate the store. You can do this with everybody still in the store.
So I need to
you know what I mean? So yeah. So so with that, you know, it's gonna be good.
Do you get any clues? Is this person a foreigner, or will we be leaving the country, or?
I don't. I feel like local. I don't feel like you're going. Now you are going to be taking next year around spring. You're going to be taking a trip out of the country.
Yes.
Okay, you are going. it's going to be around April. Now, but I. This person is local. Now, they're local, but they do have family on the East Coast.
Hmm.
Kind of. Like, I feel like there's some family on the East Coast.
Okay.
I think there's a friend Midwest. But we're, what, and I, you don't have to stay on the air if you don't want to. I was going to ask what area we're in. But
I'm on the West. I'm in the West.
Oh, okay.
I just
all
moved
right
from the East. I was living in the East.
Ah, okay. Makes sense
way
why that person.
Now she's way out west, but not in the
gotcha
even I can do.
Oh, okay. Well, listen at this. Like I said, I feel like there's a they have friend connection in the west, on the west coast, Midwest. Sorry. But the east coast, I feel like there's family connected there. So you guys might, you see what I'm saying? Like that's really weird. You're from the east coast, and I didn't know you were in the west. But I feel like this person has strong ties or connections to the East. So you might have some similar things.
Right. My daughter lives in Virginia, and she and I have just become disconnected. She's had children, and she has, like, one is due, and there's one I haven't seen. And she acts like I'm going to eat her children or something. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. That's very interesting. Because I feel like that person also has some things on the East Coast. But let me tell you, your daughter, though, may I ask you a question? Is your mom still here?
No, she's on the other side.
Would she have known your daughter? Because I feel like there's a lot of energy tie between your mom and her versus you and your daughter.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a lot of your daughter's really connected with your mom.
That is so weird because my relationship with my mother was, let's just put it this way, I was not her favorite. And it turns out because I was the most like her. And so I was so confused growing up that it essentially didn't want anything to remind me of her. And I put her behind me. And I have since connected with her through a medium, and now she's like my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if my daughter watched me and how I reacted towards my mother, and so now she's treating me like how she thinks I treated my mother.
Mm, yeah, it is karmic. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, definitely tied in with your mom. Your daughter and your mom have that they have a connection, and it almost kind of puts you out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that makes a lot of sense, though, why she would be really connected to her, considering, you know, karmically the relationship between you and your mom and then now –
you and your daughter, okay?
Right.
So, but, you know, it's a good thing that your mother is, like you said, you guys are friends now. You can get along a lot better. Reason being is because she's governing and watching over a lot of stuff with your daughter, and she's actually going to facilitate a healing between the both of you around December. The veil's going to be very thin for your mom in December, which is going to allow her to be able to interact with your daughter a little bit more. She's not very spiritually evolved, but it's time. And
she
because
is very skittish about being psychic. When she was a little kid, I told her she was psychic, and she took great offense to that.
Yep.
And one time, the last time I saw her, something popped into my head, and I mentioned it. She like flipped out because she says, "Oh my God, I was just thinking about that." And then after that, everything went downhill.
Yep. Yeah. She's afraid, but your mom is going to help her through that. Like in December, because the veil is so thin, that means it's a lot easier for our loved ones to communicate with us around the December time frame. Okay. There's a stretch in there in the winter that is really, the veil's just thin. And if you are a person that has a gift, or if you have any, and there's going to be more people this year coming into their gifts, so there's going to be a lot more visitations this year from loved ones around that holiday season. It's going to create healing for so many people, but yet people that haven't dealt with a lot of their old past pains and baggage, it's going to be a little painful because they're going to run from that. But that's why it's kind of now giving everyone a gearing up phase to get ready so that you can embrace that when it comes, because it's a beautiful thing. If you can step out of the grief into the love that's still shared between you and your loved one on the other side. And so a lot of people will be tested in that area this year.
Love my mother now. We're just,
it's going to be very, very interesting how that's all going to play out. But I do have to say, like I said, your mother is going, she's playing a huge role in the healing between you and your daughter. And it's going to help, the double whammy is it's going to help your daughter also evolve spiritually. She needs it, you know.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she really needs it. So that's
she's
a good
so
thing.
In so her head. She's an engineer.
Yeah.
She's totally in her head, totally left brain.
Yeah, yeah, not good. Especially not now, especially not at this juncture. But, you know, this is actually one of the ways that your mom is still spiritually evolving. I tell people this is a prime example of, you know, just because you go to the other side or you pass away from this life does not mean that you go and you sit on a cloud and you play a harp. You have spiritual work, you know what I mean, that you're still doing on the other side. Like, you're still a part of the picture, whether you are in a state of awareness about it or not. They're still there. And, you know, hopefully sooner or later people can gain that level of understanding so that it will make their lives more productive and they can step out of the, you know, the grief and pain of the separation and step into, you know, like I said, the love and the peace and unity of them always still being very much around us. And, you know, that can actually, you know, once you are able to do that, it really catapults you on a spiritual level. It catapults your spiritual awareness. So, you know, that's coming for your daughter. So, you know, hang in there with that. You know, it just, time is going to take care of a lot, but also what's going to speed that up is mom's helping a lot with that. And I'm so thankful that you guys have that relationship now. You know, it's very important.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like she's working on her karma, because I was hurt a lot.
Right. It is. It really, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. It does not stop just because the person is on the other side. They still have to work through that, and a lot of them still need us to play a part in that, you know. We still have relationships here, and they are still a part of those, and sometimes they help align things so that we can do things faster than what we would be able to without their help or assistance. You know what I mean? So,
oh, nice. Yeah. So she's, like, working off her karma for me.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I'll
really helping everything.
we're
all tied in it.
Before they cut us off.
Oh, thank you so much, Leslie. You are just
welcome.
You are such a godsend.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in today, and I'm glad that I could get to you.
Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, me too. Thank you again. Big love to you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Because I'm just leaving that beyond. It's like I'm gonna ask my question real quick. It's like mine is real simple. I hope they'll just give you a geographic location. I've been given the push that it's like we need to move, but I've had several different things. It's like every time I try pendulum, it's like yeah, I think pendulums don't work for me because all I get is Montana. I had somebody else work it and get like 22 different states, and I'm going, where do I need to be?
Yeah, I got an M name also, and I got Midwest, so that's so funny you said Montana, because I'm like, what is this, Missouri? What is this? Yeah, I got an M name too. Yeah.
Michigan?
No. I feel like, what is this Montana about?
Montana. I have no idea. All I've been...